This summer from Electronic Arts and DICE.
They say war is hell. Wish they'd stop sugarcoating things.
Battlefield Bad Company impacts in June, featuring destructible environments, dozens of weapons and vehicles.
Some weapons for additional charge.
Incredible explosion effects.
Even better explosion effects available for additional charge.
Lifelike character models.
Even more lifelike character models available for additional charge.
Plus 5.1 Dolby Digital Surround Sound.
6.1 Dolby Digital Surround Sound available for additional charge.
Get the game that critics are calling incredible. A must-buy if you've got that much money. And the last game you'll buy for several paydays.
This game's not yet rated. $60 price does not include all weapons, textures, graphics, sounds, character models, vehicles, or instruction booklet. Additional microtransaction fees for balancing will apply for online play.
Battlefield Bad Company. EA Games.
It's in the game. Well, most of it.
And welcome to episode 102 of Evil Avatar Radio here at 1170 WACV. That was from our friends over at Sarcastic Gamer. Wouldn't be a show, would it? And so they were talking about Battlefield Bad Company. However, I think I think that's over and done with now that they mentioned that they're not going to charge for the DLC for the extra weapons or anything else. I'm not exactly sure on the whole deal with that. They did say that.
I think they said you have to hit the maximum rank in the game.
Yeah,
for some of them, and then they're
except
some...
unless you buy the gold, the $70 part of the game. If you buy the $70 version off the shelves, then you know you get the game, the guns outright, or whatever the extra content is outright. Or you have to hit max level,
yeah,
in order to unlock it.
And then there are some that you have to like participate in some kind of marketing something to get, which is scary. They didn't go into details on what it was, but.
The only marketing thing I intend to participate in is buying the game.
Yeah.
That's so, about it. Exactly.
So, we'll see how that goes. I'm frightened by what marketing thing is, especially when they hesitate to name it outright. I'm really scared about what's going to happen there.
I don't know. What do you think it might be?
Well, the example one they gave was signing up for a newsletter or something like that. Which, first of all, I don't want to have to sign up for a newsletter to unlock something in the game that I just bought.
I don't even want to sign up to play.
Yeah, like that's like forcing me to register. I never register my games. I don't ever send that card in.
Yeah. I'll click your TOS, accept.
Yeah.
But after I've unchecked the receive updates from our partners and receive updates from the company itself.
Yeah, the last thing I want is more email in my inbox, so...
That's fine. That's what spare Hotmail accounts are for.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. So.
Not spare Gmail accounts. I respect Gmail too much to use it as a throwaway account. But I will totally use a Microsoft webmail product to send my junk mail to.
To catch all the spam.
Yeah. So, and then the other marketing, I mean, I'm sure it's probably going to be like surveys or something like that, which I just don't want to do that. I just want, like, I would almost much rather pay for them than be sent through some, you know, dog and pony show where I have to make sure that I, you know, complete the poll, sign up for the email, click on 5 different advertisements, and get a Netflix subscription for a year. And then I can use an AK-47. It'll be great.
Don't forget
your
maximum
subscription. You have to go to a special website and, like, shoot 3 ducks with the weapon in question in a banner ad, and then you can unlock that weapon in the game.
You have to get lucky enough for when you're on MySpace.
And ringtone.
You have to get the monkey.
The shoot 3 terrorists to unlock your Battlefield Bad Company's ad comes up.
Right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and so it looks like they've stopped that. I mean, obviously, they've got something in place.
Yeah,
you don't have to pay
something
for it anymore. Something is in place. They haven't revealed, you know, specifically what. And I don't really see... It just seems odd. I don't know.
Yeah, it makes me nervous.
Something happened. Something that they said it was the reaction to the players.
From the players?
Yes, from the players, not to the players. Reaction from the players about what was going on. They said that that's why we've changed it. That's could very well be the truth. Don't believe it is. I think something else took place, and they kind of rethought what happened. You know, there's not many companies, and I'm pretty sure EA is one of them, that will openly admit, hey, we screwed up. You know, we're sorry we did this. We kind of screwed up. It'll be something different. You know, it'll be a spin on it, or it'll be due to whatever BS they concoct. This is why we had to change it, and don't you feel better now? But I don't know. I don't know. So it'll be interesting.
To be honest with you, I'm perfectly comfortable praising the response of the community for the retraction of this completely BS idea.
Yeah.
I really am. We know. I mean, it's well known how mm-hmm. how much time these people spend paying attention to the community, just about all corners of it, and they would suffer greatly, I think, in doing something like this. I mean, when you can see that many people upset, I'm not saying that it would bring them to their knees or anything, but they're smart enough to realize that it's a real possibility that any money they would have made from the charging of DLC weaponry wouldn't equal money they would possibly lose mm-hmm. in initial purchases.
It says that people playing the multiplayer beta saw the weapons that you could unlock and knew that they were, you know, those were balancing issues.
Yeah.
That they could see that. When we were playing, I didn't see any of the other weapons.
Well, we didn't play for especially long.
Yeah, we definitely didn't dig around.
We didn't play long enough to rank up to any level that would let us see different weaponry.
That's true. That's true.
Really? How often did we level up at all?
Yeah, of course we did.
We hit, but how many levels did we go?
I don't remember offhand. I think we leveled three or four times.
Okay.
I wasn't familiar with the process.
Their ranking system, yeah.
When we got into it, I was just I wanted to see the gameplay, and we didn't have a chance to dig in any further. But like I said, we all knew it was a stupid thing to do. It's a terrible thing to do, balancing issues or not. And all they had to do was cast their gaze at any forum anywhere dedicated to gaming to see how upset people were by it. And it's pretty simple math at that point to just say, okay, it's not worth it.
Well, the opening audio was Sarcastic Gamers, their video effort to boycott Battlefield Bad Company.
Yeah.
They made up banners for people to use where it was just like, boycott this game, don't do it, don't let them do this to us. You know, again, vote with your wallet type of thing, which some people, you know, think it won't work. Some people think it will. Something happened, and I think for the best. I'm still interested to see what they mean about signing up for some marketing scheme. I'm still wondering what that's about. I don't know. Maybe your in-game character has to wear ads. So that when other people see you...
Like the sandwich board style ads.
Yeah.
Or like the burnout thing where, you know, cam shot happens. You get killed by a guy. Go eat at McDonald's.
Or, Comp USA.
I mean, I hope that we haven't moved from one evil to another. Right. I hope that it isn't a case where they pretty much just figured out some other way to extract from us painfully what we do not want to give them. But we'll see. Maybe it was a good move, maybe it's not. And it's hard to say right now when we don't have the full information of what they've... of the marketing style approach that they've gone to now. So.
What's the date on this game? Do we have a firm date
yet? It's in June.
Does anybody know?
I don't know.
I'd like to play it. I mean, the demo reawakened enough of, you know, my memories of old Battlefield experiences that I'd really like to play it. I don't want to have to not play it because of their, you know, rampant idiocy. It's becoming more difficult all the time to boycott EA. Like if you ever get to this point where you really need to boycott them, they've got so many things under their umbrella that it's get a little painful. You'd have to deprive yourself of some potentially really great experiences in order to boycott EA. And I don't like doing that. I hate doing the right thing if it makes me uncomfortable, so I don't know.
Yeah,
but yeah, I suppose we'll learn a little bit more in future.
Yeah, and you know, it's okay. It's okay to call a good thing a good thing, and this is a good thing. I mean, if it turns into a bad thing later, then we can get upset about it then. But there's enough things to be angry about that we don't have to be angry when good things happen.
Like what? What are some things to be angry about, Jeremy?
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh man, I don't know.
I just thought you may have.
No, I don't have anything in particular in mind, but, you know, there's always something to be angry about. I'm sure it'll come up within the next 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah, it'll probably come up within this hour. But anyway, what did we do this weekend? What did you do this weekend, Jeremy?
Man, all I did was clean this weekend. I don't know why.
That sounds like me a few weekends back.
I don't know why. I just decided my house is messy, I'm going to clean it, and that's all I did. So, I don't know.
Hey, but, stuff like that's got to get done.
Today is my little girl's birthday. She turned 4 today.
4 years old?
Yeah.
Hey, good job. What'd you get her?
Well, I'm going to have a party where, you know, we, you know, get together. But I did go up there and give her one gift on her birthday. I gave her a Play-Doh set. So she didn't have a Play-Doh set at her mom's house, and she loves Play-Doh, so...
Cool.
She loved
Did she
it.
Eat it?
Yeah, exactly.
Was it delicious?
Her little brother might, but no. She's. I don't think they. Well, at least mine doesn't eat Play-Doh at 4.
There you go.
She's smart.
What'd you do, Daniel?
I succumbed to Steam and got the old Unreal Tournament on Steam and spent my weekend playing Unreal Tournament and mods. So, that was a blast, actually. It was really good to go back and visit some of that, the old, and somebody had mentioned it, I heard somewhere this week, the golden age of modding back in the Unreal Tournament days. And really looking at, there's so much out there compared to now. It's just, and the quality and I think the quantity is just, it's really incredible how many people made mods then compared to now. But yeah, so I was thoroughly enthralled with some retro Unreal Tournament. I realized that I think probably every game needs CTF face in the map rotation. I don't care what game it is. COD 4 could use two giant floating space bases orbiting Earth. That would be great. It's very realistic.
Well, it is modern warfare.
Yeah, it's very modern.
You're not modern if you're not in space.
It's so true. I think that's what COD 4 lacks, really, is a space level.
Right.
And I would be all over it. So that's what I did this weekend. It was a blast. It was a good time.
That was a lot of fun. I used to really enjoy Unreal Tournament just for the sake of... I would just slowly crank the bots up until it hurt. Like, I would just crank the AI up until I just couldn't stand it, until I wept. You know, see how long I could basically hold out at godlike. And that would help me out a lot, because then I would turn myself online, and I never played UT online. I didn't care for it very much, but the things I did play online, I was much improved by the calisthenic exercise of Unreal Tournament bots. I enjoyed it a great deal.
I think it's something that happened with me. Since I have played nothing but the multiplayer of COD 4, once I jumped into that single player, you know, I think it improved me a little bit in.
In the single player?
Yeah, from playing the multiplayer so much.
Are you better
so
at the single player than you are the multiplayer?
Well, yeah, because it's you know, humans are a lot smarter than me. Other humans are a lot smarter than me. So, yeah, I think it did improve my skill just a little bit. But you were talking about mods, and Microsoft had something to say. Actually, Chris Satchel said.
I was wondering if we were going to talk about
It kind of led into it when he was talking about doing mods. The mods on a console, such as those for Unreal Tournament 3 for the PlayStation 3, could be really dangerous, because there's a lot of people out there that just want to prove they can screw things up.
Well, Microsoft has certainly been on the receiving end of that, you know, plenty of times in the past. But I don't think that's really what their stance is about.
Mm.
I think they don't want free downloadable content on their service because they feel it devalues the stuff that they're offering that people pay for. Same reason they didn't want Epic to release their Gears of War expansions for free.
I would say that not that I can divide reality by percentage, but I would say that both probably have an equal share. I think that the scale of the infrastructure and the scale of the involvement of people trying to find a good way to release user made content that is up to Microsoft's sense of security, basically for them to release it and feel as good about it as they would with the stuff that passes under their certification process, you know, the rigor of their certification process, would just be ridiculous. I can't imagine them doing it in any kind of timely or efficient way. You know, it would just be ridiculously unwieldy. Not to mention the fact that it would devalue the stuff that they want to make money on. I think both of those things are legitimate reasons why they wouldn't do it. I've never set my heart on the idea of seeing any user-made stuff out there. It's just those guys. I mean, besides, they want to be the only people who screw things up, you know?
Yeah.
You want to talk about people just seeing how badly they can screw things up? That's them. That's what their place is for. That's what their box is for.
Well, that's fine. You know, it seems to be happening over on the PlayStation 3.
I really wish it would wind up, like, get really wound up over there.
Yeah.
I really do. That would be an excellent way for that system to distinguish itself. For like, a totally blanched and empty landscape of a network, for PSN to start releasing many, many more, you know, user-made additions to games would be an excellent way to cut Microsoft off at the knees, at least in terms of, you know, mind share and market share.
It's another bullet point. It's another bullet point for them to throw. You know.
A little more than a bullet point, though. I mean, they've got plenty of bullet points that don't differ at all from Live. You know, it's just, hey, we can do this. Yeah, right. Live does it as well. But it would be something that would absolutely distinguish it. It would be something that would give it the kind of identity it needs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the identity I suppose it would have if Home were out.
Right.
Say. You know, the types of things that would make that network stand out at all.
I'm not sure when Home is due out.
It doesn't. There is no date. There is no.
Okay.
I believe there are windows of
eventually.
Time that they keep. Yeah, there are eventualities. There are these periods of time where they say within this period of time, and then that sort of amorphous window of time gets moved back a little bit, and that's just the state of Home at this point. So, it's a shoulder shrug and a whatever.
I'm still doing nothing but folding at home, basically, right now.
Well, there's more to do than folding at home.
There is. What if
that system? You just choose to do the majority of things that you could do on that system on the 360.
That's true.
Personal convenience. I'm not even saying that's wrong, but I do believe that's what's happening because there are a lot of things that are multi-platform for which achievements aren't that important and multiplayer is non-existent, regardless of the fact that it may have been included in the in the software. Like, yes, bum fights. And things such as that. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking about. And frankly, you know, the PS3 deserves to get some of that attention, particularly now that the good old DualShock 3 is out.
Which you got one.
Which I got.
How do you feel about it?
For my birthday. I was really, really happy because I wanted to buy one, particularly before Metal Gear came out. And I'm real bad about doing that sort of stuff. I won't do it. I'll think about it forever, and then I'll buy one like a year from now. I won't just go spend the $55, which I have. So, it was really strange. I haven't had a lot of playtime this week, just because of work. It's been a tough week. So I went back today and put in Uncharted, I started with Resistance, and then put in Ratchet & Clank and Uncharted and everything, because all three were on the compatibility list.
Right, yeah.
And it was a while, I swapped games a couple of times, and I didn't think it was working. I had to really pay attention to make sure that it was actually there. And I realized that rumble force feedback of any kind in a controller like that has become, it's not necessarily second nature to accept it, but with the way that a rumble feature is tied directly into the other forms of sensory input with the sounds and visual things, my mind wraps all of those things up together in one form of stimulus.
So you've got to focus on the fact that
there's
it's working.
There is an event, and that event is, you know, a flash of light, a bang, and a rumble. And all three are tied together, and my mind does not work to distinguish them, particularly since the rumble is most often an indication of, like, something's happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I'm taking damage
or
something.
I've noticed
that,
you know, whereas when, like, the first Metal Gear game came out in Gran Turismo, which were two of the first games to use it, you know, I was like, oh, God, rumble.
Oh, man, they painted that feature red, man.
Yeah.
They splashed it all over the place.
You know,
no. Put your controller down and let me walk it across the floor.
Yeah. You know, like,
it was totally absurd. It was like the exposed light bulb of Victorian times. Look what we can do.
I only really notice rumble in its absence.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I was going
to say. Which is good
it.
For rumble and bad for not having rumble.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, so
it's that integral to the experience. It's a good thing.
How it's blended into everything else that goes with experiencing that, where, just as you say, you really have to put forth an effort now to realize that it's working. You have to, for whatever reason.
Yeah, you need to take specific notice of it, which I had to do, and I was like, oh, yeah, there it is.
There it is, yeah.
There it is. That's why my death was so much more shocking with this new controller.
It
is very nice.
Do you get more weight to it?
It does, but not as much as maybe I would have wanted. I suppose someone could have dropped, you know, like a lead fishing sinker in there and added maybe a couple more, you know, a few more grams of weight to it, and I would have been happy.
You can tape it to the back.
I suppose I could do that.
Problem solved.
It doesn't match the heft of the 360 controller, but it is noticeably heavier. But again, not by a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good. It feels like it's of slightly better construction than the 6-axis. I didn't notice the quality of its build or anything. I just noticed that the rumble was there. It was subtle and varied in all the ways that it should be. And there you go. I'm certain that Kojima will not let us down, and he'll do some sort of funktastic thing in Metal Gear Solid with the vibration, you know. And we'll really, really get to sort of stretch the abilities of the DualShock 3. But it's a good controller. I'm glad to have another one. I co-opt Resistance today with myself.
See,
I never even controller. Thought about it. I was like, man, I've just never even paid attention to the co-op feature there.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this would be a great game to co-op. So I co-opted it with myself because I had two controllers. I was like, yeah, it's pretty cool. I wasn't very good. But whatever. It was all right.
Anything else you play this weekend? Or this week? Past week?
Well, I didn't really play anything. I got stuck in
or
this.
Anything else you got for your birthday?
I got a couple Blu-ray movies, and which was good because all I had was like that Spider-Man dreck that came with the PS3.
Yeah.
So it was barely worth the pressing. So whatever. So I got the first Transporter, and I got the only Pirates of the Caribbean
that exists for you.
That exists for me on Blu-ray. Both of which was quite nice. I got a whole giant mean looking stack of books.
Nice.
Which is good because I read a lot. That's my birthday stuff. I played a lot. I was like totally bored. I got stuck in this very long, like 18-hour rehearsal day last week, and I knew it was going to be a day where I didn't really do anything but sort of hang out and just kind of babysit a situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep trying to get one of my buddies at work to buy a next-gen console because, like, every time I'm talking about games, he's like, he's like 5 years ago, 6 years ago, back in PS2 world. And I'm like, that's great and all. There were great games on that system, but you really need to be doing this. So I took my Xbox, I took my little 27-inch flat screen, and like about 10 games up to work. And I just spent all day, like, I play each game for like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, all right, now look at this. Play this. Here, do this. Now I want you to look at this. And that's all I did all day. It was really funny.
Ravenlock's asking, are you still looking for feedback on the PC version of Assassin's Creed?
Oh yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I think we all kind of are interested.
I'd really like to know about it. How close it, wound up being to the console version. How it looks, system, the demands of a system, like all that stuff. It just never really thought about that as a PC game. I don't know why. And the whole PC port kind of had me intrigued.
Yeah, where did you think Mass Effect PC?
Looking at if I had a PC that could run it. Rather than doing a second playthrough on my 360, I would very quickly do a playthrough on the PC. For the simple act of, or for the fact of that they changed some of the user interface.
Yeah, the HUD's different, I believe.
Yeah, they changed things to make them a little more easily accessible. They just sort of stripped the interface apart and
they
made it.
They PC-ified it.
They did. And I would gladly do that because, at least in this game, I know I can look up. Which frustrated me to no end in Knights of the Old Republic, that I'm looking around with a mouse, but I can't look up. That really bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, it's a shooter in a lot of ways. That's how combat really breaks down. So I would enjoy a playthrough on the PC, to be quite honest with you. I would really like it.
Well, I know it got delayed, but it's...
Again, unfortunately.
Yes. But we saw a screenshot with the HUD, so obviously they're close, I would think.
They are. It really does.
It looked great.
I would love to see it... It running in all its DirectX 10 glory. And am I again, I haven't had an opportunity to sit real close to all the news headlines this week, but am I right in seeing that they're not getting the Bring Down the Sky stuff?
It's going to come without it.
Yeah.
That's a little distressing. Again, because no one else here, I don't think, has played it, I'll reiterate the fact that that DLC really needs to be played in the course of the game. It's really good for someone who is not finished with the game, and I think that's one of the reasons I enjoyed it so much, is that I hadn't finished the story and had to go back. I think that's a really jarring thing. It's a shame that they won't have it to begin with. So,
yeah. Okay, good. He's calling in with his headphone.
Who do we
time.
Have?
We have Raven Locke on the phone.
Excellent.
You got your headphones?
I do.
That's how we'll have to listen to him. Let's go to the phones here. Ravenlock's on. Ravenlock, you there?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah,
we can. Where are you calling in from?
Pennsylvania.
All right, and you've got Assassin's Creed on the PC.
Yeah, I picked it up on Steam, which worked better than I expected.
Yeah?
Yeah, third-party games on Steam are a little bit shaky, but this one's pretty solid.
That's good. That's good for Steam. Good for them.
Yeah, exactly. All right, man, well, take us through it.
I did not play either the 360 or the PS3 version, so I'm kind of a newbie to the whole experience.
Yeah.
And frankly, I'm a huge fan. I love it. I made a bunch of comments in the review thread on EA, because I know your sister site put up the review yesterday or the day before.
Right, yeah. Agent Fox, I believe, did a review of it. Are you playing with a gamepad, or are you doing mouse keyboard?
I started out doing mouse keyboard and then switched over to a gamepad after a couple of hours. The mouse keyboard controls actually work pretty well, surprisingly for a port. But I think the gamepad is more natural feeling.
Yeah, I would imagine it would be. It seems like it would. I mean, I don't know for sure, but it kind of strikes me as the sort of game that I might have gravitated toward the console anyway, even if I had the option between the two.
It's tough to control without analog controls.
Yeah, right.
A lot of console to PC ports suffer from that WASD not quite replicating the feedback of an analog stick.
Right, exactly.
And that definitely happens there. The thing that strikes me about it, and I know, the game took a lot of flack, and deservedly so, for being repetitive and having a lot of filler that doesn't really contribute to the gameplay. Walk behind a guy for 20 seconds and you pickpocket him. That could be a cutscene. That really doesn't have to be gameplay.
It's true.
But the thing they did that really impressed me was the graphical fluidity of the game. It reminds me of back when the original Prince of Persia, showed up on computers and people thought, wow, this is animation being put in a game.
Right.
As fluid as anything we've ever seen. And I don't think I've seen anything in terms of, movement and combat and traversing terrain in a 3D game as fluid as what they're doing here. Prince of Persia came really close, The Sands of Time, Warrior Within, those games. But they've really nailed, the feeling of I am jumping around, scaling walls, and the interactivity of the combat. It's really tricky to make two characters in 3D interact and not look really stupid.
Yeah.
But they've done a great job. When you grab a guy and throw him into another guy and they both go, pummeling into a stall and it falls on their heads, it looks great.
It does. I suppose I just enjoyed it enough that I never got tired of it. I was able to recognize the repetitive aspects of some of your tasks that they give you in the game, and just I was perfectly happy with it because I never ever got sick of it. I would even, I would just go back and load up older saves to a point where I could just go around and fight people, simply because I enjoyed it. And when I did, I was really upset that all of my citizens were still saved and. All these other things. Like, I really
I kind of almost wish that when you were done with the main objectives, they would just keep randomly generating, the way Spider-Man 2, those games did.
Right, or the way that you could go back and crack down and reset gangs or something like that. Mm-hmm. I really wanted that, because I kind of wanted to go hunting for Templars.
Sure, once you're fully upgraded, once you've got all the stuff and nothing can touch you, there's a certain appeal to just, I want to go back to the first city and tear through everything.
Well, and not only that, when I was actually showing this game to one of my friends at work, I brought it to work and showed him, and it occurred to me that one of the things I really would have liked is some kind of, not necessarily an arena thing, but somewhere where I could just go in a relatively enclosed area, kind of like the little training circle that you had in Masyaf.
Yeah,
sure. Except with like a bunch of guards, so that I could see how many guys I could deal with simultaneously.
Oh yeah, like a challenge mode would have been perfect for this.
Yeah, I really liked that. I liked dealing with that many guys, and I would get upset when picking a fight if like three or four guys ran away. Like I'd be like,
at the end you'd be like, "What are you doing? Come back here. We're not done."
I want to do that thing where I, you know, stick my knife in your head, and it sounds like I'm putting a hatchet in a watermelon. Like, it was, you know, but it's really great, and I'm really glad that it's decent on the PC.
It made the transition well. It looks fantastic. I mean, I know you last week you guys were talking about, you know, the difference between, you know, can you trust a screenshot and what is a bullshot, and they delivered. I mean, this game looks as good as anything we ever thought it was going to look like.
Doesn't tax your system at all?
No, I've got a fairly decent machine. I've got a GeForce 8800 in there, and a 2-point-something gig processor and a couple of gigs of RAM. But that's offset a little bit by the fact that I'm running Vista, so, you know, subtract 40% performance from anything that I run. It runs fine. It looks great. It runs smooth. I can't do, you know, 4 times anti-aliasing or any of that crap, but, you know, I don't need it. It looks fantastic.
That's good. No, that's excellent. Sounds like you don't need, you know, an absolute monster. So.
No. I think, if anything, the requirements are probably modestly stated. I think you can probably get away with less. I hope that now that it's on the PC, they'll actually do the decent thing and release a demo. So that people can find out if they can run it on their machine before laying out the $50.
A much more important thing for PC owners than console owners, I should say.
They didn't add any extra content to the PC port, did they?
Oh, they claim they did. I mean, if you look on the back of the box, it's got all new missions for the PC version, but it's mini games. It's like there's an extra. Now there's more, you know, flag racing. You know, I've hidden 30 flags, and you've got to collect them in 3 minutes, because if you don't, the assassin lord will be really mad at you.
He'll just make you do it again.
Yeah. He's lost his flags, and you need to collect them for him, because that's more important than killing that guy.
It is.
Stuff like that, I don't really think they've done the PC people a favor, but whatever. They put it on the PC, and it doesn't suck, so that's something of a favor right there.
Yeah. Well, excellent. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear all of that. Thank you much for your impressions.
People will refute and say, it's crap, the game is filler, it's repetitive and junk, but I am loving it in chunks.
As long as all that repetitive junk is fun.
Yeah, and it is one of the most, I mean, the combat is some of the most cinematic combat I've ever seen. It just looks so good.
It's great. I can't wait to see what they do with the next game. Hopefully they'll build on what really is a good thing and try to make it a little more appealing in a broad sense.
It is ripe for a sequel. There's no question.
I think we hit upon it. I think last week a little bit, but the what was it? The Assassin Snake or whatever it was. The little Metal Gear mix.
The Altair in the Metal Gear Solid 4 game.
Oh, right. I saw a link to that video and I haven't checked it out.
Oh,
you should.
It was good stuff.
It was a nice little mixture that took place there. I meant to correct though that it was from ImmortalMachines.com, and that was Mortal Moxie that posted up that review.
Okay.
So it was not Agent Fox. He did the 360 review. Do you have a 360 at all? I mean, do you have any of a 360, a PS3, any of that?
I've got my computer and my Wii and my DS, and that gets me through.
What do you find yourself playing more of?
These days, my DS, to be perfectly honest with you. Professor Layton on that is fantastic.
Yeah.
The Gaiden is great.
Professor Layton is awesome.
You know, there's so much stuff that's still coming out for that, and the Wii has, you know, its one big hitter every couple of months, and then kind of the sea of mediocrity. But the problem is, if you want to play Nintendo's games, you need Nintendo's system. You can't wait for it to show up on the PC, because it's never going to show up on the PC.
Very, very true.
I'm becoming less and less interested in playing their games, though. And, you know, you were you were talking about if you want to play their games. Again, it was announced, Mario Slugfest or Sluggers or whatever it's called?
Yeah.
You know, it's baseball again. I did this on the GameCube. Now you're just putting it on the Wii so that I can swing my remote, you know, like a baseball bat.
It is a little hard to defend, you know, the way they I'm not sure I can use that word on the radio, the way they prostitute out some of their franchises.
But horse fine.
On the other hand, you know, it's hard to call Nintendo an unoriginal company when you've got Wii Fit coming out, when you've got, you know, the DS as the dominant handheld. They take risks. They just take maybe some risks that I wish they would take different ones.
Yeah, when I saw that for the baseball, I just thought, all right, you did it to me on carts. You're doing it to me on baseball. I bet tennis is right around the corner with some Mario stuff.
I bet that is true. But on the other hand, you know, I would not have wanted to go through this console generation without playing Galaxy, without playing Twilight Princess. I'm really excited to see what Factor 5 is going to do on the Wii.
Mm-hmm.
There are games there that I want to play. And the stuff that I want to play on the PS3 and the 360, if I am patient, will 98% of the time show up on my PC.
Yeah, yeah. Did you play No More Heroes?
Yeah, I did not finish it yet. That's one of the ones that I am slowly working my way through. Some of the boss battles in that are throw your controller through a television annoying, but it is a great game.
Oh, good, good. I was just curious about it. I'm leaning more and more towards renting it as soon as I can get rid of Army of Two.
You still haven't gotten rid of that.
Dude, no, I'm setting mine back.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry. We haven't done this. We haven't connected on this point, and that's it. There's some other stuff I want.
No, I'm going to put... it's going to go in the machine, and I'm going to fire it up. If nothing, menu, then take it out, you know?
I guess you need to prove it to yourself, so go ahead.
Yeah. I hate to have that game, or, you know, I hate to have a game sitting there that has not gone in the system at least once, you know,
sure.
And send it
no,
back.
That actually, I actually did that with Endless Ocean for the Wii from Gamefly. It just sat there and sat there and sat there, and then I tried it once, and it was like $14 to buy... pre-owned, so I just bought the damn thing so that they would send me the next one.
That's usually, that'll end up happening to me.
Once,
I would be, I'd buy Earth Defense Force right now, but they don't have it for sale through Gamefly anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I've still got it, and I'm like, I don't want to turn this in. It's going to be gone. Somebody else is going to rent it, and I'll never be able to rent it again. That's another one that has sat there, and I haven't put in my system yet, is Earth Defense Force. So, but that's only got the split screen
multiplayer. That's the only reason you've been holding on to it, is so you can do that.
And I'm still holding on to that, because I really want to try that out. Army of Two I could really pass on, because that's just, whatever.
We'll pass on it and get something else.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thanks for calling in, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I'll talk to you guys again sometime.
Keep playing PC games and let us know how they are.
Take care.
I will do.
All right, man. Dennis, what'd you play this weekend?
I played some Orange Box, actually.
Hey, what'd you do?
Yeah.
Where at in the Orange Box?
I'm on episode 2 now.
Are you?
I decided to go back through, cause episode 2 is the only one I haven't beaten yet.
Okay.
So I went back through the original. Half-Life 2, then through Episode 1. So now I'm up to there, and hopefully I'm hoping to get through it and finally see the ending.
That's good.
The ending, sure. The ending of Episode 2.
Yeah.
If you want to call it that.
The ending of Episode 2, of course.
Yeah. And anything else? You didn't play your DS, your Final Fantasy, whatever you've been playing?
Final Fantasy here and there. Nothing much else, though. Didn't have a lot of time this weekend.
Yeah, news today, like really late today, we had news on the DS game, Castlevania.
Yeah, the Order of Ecclesia, I think.
Yeah, it was the
yeah, it was
ESRB gave a rating for it.
And it showed up in like a week or two ago in the patent office, I think.
Mm-hmm. So,
but not in any official announcement from Konami.
No, but I've never seen the ESRB, you know, have that information where... It didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure we'll see something.
We definitely will. I totally believe we will. So that'll be coming out as well. And let's see. What else do we have going on? Dana, did you play anything this week? Oh, she's just shaking her head no. All right. So nothing at all. I went to Cincinnati this weekend. And what did I downloaded audiobooks so that I could listen on the 8-hour drive. Up there in the 8.5-hour drive back. They were actually both 8.5 hours.
Okay.
I just forgot to add that part.
Were you abducted on the way back?
I had a wormhole. And, that's pretty much all I did. Played some of the DS, played more Professor Layton. Really enjoying that. How many puzzles are in that thing?
Oh, goodness. I want to say 150.
Because, like, I'll be playing, it's like puzzle number 10, and then I'll find something else. Like, puzzle 115.
Yeah.
So it goes, what, 150 puzzles?
150, and then there are weekly downloads you can get as well.
Cool.
Which, if I remember correctly, the...
How many weeks are we on with this thing?
I want to say it's up to, like, about 13 or 14.
Wow, and they've been doing... It's been regular.
Yeah, like, once every week you can, like, go to, like, a little download option on there, and it'll say, oh, new puzzle available.
That's as good as Rock Band with their constant releases of new songs. Well,
that's misleading, though, yeah?
They're already all on the...
Yeah, it's an unlock code. It's an unlock code for stuff that's already on the card.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't...
They plan this ahead of time.
Well, I'm not paying for it, though.
That's true. You're not paying for it. It is free.
Yeah. It's a little misleading, but it's not devious.
Okay, yeah, I get it. It was already there. Do we know how many are there or already on the cart?
I want to say it was another 50 or so.
Wow.
I'm not sure on that number, though.
Okay. All right, let's go back to the phone lines real quick. Shodan's calling in. Shodan, you there?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Not much, man. Don't kill our show.
Hey. As I explained to Dana earlier, I'm not trying to kill the show. I'm trying to save it. I'm like arsenic.
What's going on, man?
Time will be immune. Not much. I heard you guys were talking about, like, mods earlier, and just brought back some great memories of, like, the old Half-Life 1 modding days. And I played this one map that someone had modded, and it was basically, like, The Haunted mixed with Frogger.
Well, okay. What was the name of it?
It was just called Frogger.
Oh, okay.
Like, you had the skin of the hunted guy, which is like a Mr. Belvedere guy with a umbrella. And you had to jump across, you know, a road. And then, lily pads and a big pond. And if you touched the water, you instantly died. And if you actually got all the way across the lily pads, you could, like, jump up into, like, the sky. And there's this button there. And, like, you could look down on the road, and when you press the button, you could, like, send this, like, APC going, like, across, like, light speed to, like, hit the other people trying to get across the road. It was funny.
And how long ago was this?
Oh, it was, like, 2001 or so.
Oh, wow.
Man, I'm telling you, there was a while there, and you were not mm-hmm. a PC gamer at the time, Scott, but there was a time when if you had... just a handful of first-person shooters in your library at home, you could sustain yourself almost indefinitely without new games, simply with mods.
Hit up I would,
whether, I mean, you know, mine kind of spanned, like, all the way back to Jedi Knight, which was very, very heavily modded, with probably some of the best story-based mods I've ever seen in my life.
Really? They added to the story, or?
Oh, yeah.
Quake was pretty big, too.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people were doing. They were extraordinarily good at creating individual scenarios and stuff. Mm-hmm. Actually, all the way back to the first, one of the best mods I ever played was for the first Dark Forces, which was like 95 or something like that.
Yeah.
But there was, there was just Team a long time there where you could do that.
Team Fortress started as like a heavy Quake mod. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I just
remember, you know, cracking up so much seeing the spy class. It was just like the Quake guy in like a tuxedo.
Yeah.
A little bow tie. It was pretty funny. Yeah.
No, it was really good. It was a really great time, and it's something that I miss a lot, seeing the creativity of the community brought to bear on whatever was out. I mean, it was an understood thing, like, you know, shooter or FPS or third-person shooter, whatever, like, this type of game comes out, and when it comes out, within a week, you would go to, like, Planet That Game.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And you would start seeing mods, and you would, like, troll around on the internet and look for the different sites that had sprouted up, dedicated specifically to the modding and the expansion of that game, and you would start following it. And I had, like, this, you know, daily/weekly thing where I would, like, troll all of these mod things, and I had different watch lists of, like, all these different mods these people were making, and I would test out their alphas and their betas, and I would look for new releases and stuff. It was a great way. I mean, you could, again, if you had a handful of games, you did not need new games. You just needed an active mod community.
Well,
yeah, and that's
Counter-Strike, one of the most popular online multiplayer games of all time, started out as a mod.
It was a mod. Yeah. That's all it really was for the majority of its existence.
And a lot of the most popular levels for Counter-Strike that are now included with the game were, you know, community-made
additional
maps.
Community content. Well, Day of Defeat, which is one of my favorite first
Shooters
of all time, was a mod for Half-Life. So it was, remember the firearms mod?
Yeah, I remember that.
And it was very specific. I know Hoggy and I used to talk about this all the time, waiting for the original Team Fortress 2.
Yeah.
Like, the first time, in the first iteration, they had all these fantastic things that they said they were going to do. And they would occasionally show
new skins.
Yeah, and
DFC, and yeah, they weren't as good as the original skins. And I don't know, I was just kind of disappointed with TFC just because, like, there were so many, like, different maps that, like, weren't with the original TFC that I'd just been playing so much that I thought they were, like, included. So, like, you know, I was waiting for, like, TFC to have, like, you know, The Hunted or, like, Canal Zone 2 or, like, well, I guess they have Badlands now, but there's just so many other maps that, like, I played a lot, and I was disappointed that I couldn't get to them or whatever. They hadn't, like, you know,
yeah,
upgraded them.
I don't know. It's a thing I really do miss.
Yeah.
Totally, because I'm not a PC gamer anymore.
Yeah, me too. I kind of stopped being, like, a hardcore PC gamer, like, a couple of years ago, and I got my 360 and stuff like that. So, I mean, I still game on my PC, but it's, like, older games that I just have, like, a huge collection of, and you know, like stuff like System Shock and Thief and stuff like that.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and even if I was spending a lot of time on the PC, the mod scene isn't what it used to be. It just isn't. It was riotous like 8 to 10 years ago. It was insane.
And it was interesting because when I got on and was looking at Unreal Tournament mods, my favorite by far was Infiltration for Unreal Tournament, and there were actually people still playing. Like, no joke.
Really?
Like, there were people still playing. I played it this weekend. And it was incredible to see the difference. Like, because I played that game for months. I mean, that was, like, it consumed my life for a period of time in high school. And it was really good to see. And, like, I realize now some of those maps for that game the user-made maps that they released for Infiltration still stand up as being vastly superior, not in terms of textures, obviously. I mean, this is on the Unreal Tournament engine.
But we're talking about architecture.
And, like, level design, how the gameplay flows throughout the map is just wonderful. I would love to see some of them brought over. Like, I would love to see people do it I would love to see that happen on, like, Call of Duty for PC. Somebody start making maps for that off those old ones. Because, man, good stuff.
Yeah, I just remember what, like, Unreal Tournament, like, the first one, I just got, like, the Game of the Year edition. I played that thing forever.
Oh, yeah.
Such a good game.
Well, Shodan, thanks for calling in, man.
Oh, hey,
no problem.
Talk
to you again, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for the tiny dose of awesome. Show-killing poison.
Yeah.
Hey,
keep
I'm
it up,
actually,
eventually we'll be immune.
I'll probably call again next week, because it's my birthday. But
hey, cool, yes, please do.
On that Wednesday, that's all, call Monday.
Yeah, give us a call. Hey, we'll talk
no
to you
problem.
Later, man.
All right,
take
see
care.
You.
All right, bye-bye. All right, we got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to let this break run into the top of the hour. When we come back, we'll talk about the weekly release. We'll do the chat room roll call and go through.
And then I'm going to get on to you for some things you said about Nintendo.
Okay. Please do. Please do. Yes. Anyway, we'll be back with more here on 1170 WACV and Evil Avatar Radio. Welcome back to Evil Avatar Radio here on 1170 WACV. Uncharted music there. James said he fired up Uncharted again with the rumble, and you kind of...
Yeah, everything with my DualShock.
Yeah, but you got sucked back into it again, huh?
Well, because it's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
That's the only reason, is because it's brilliant.
Yeah, I know, it totally is. That's one of the reasons, actually, I haven't. You know, I kind of want to, but I know that I will get sucked into playing it again.
Yeah, it's good. It was just another thing to sort of throw in. Like I said, I've lightened up on trying new things here lately, not wanting to get sucked in anything major.
That's true.
Avoiding the inevitable Lost Odyssey purchase.
Oh, yeah, you really...
Yeah, I really do.
That's tough for you to...
Yeah, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I need it there. I've heard enough to fully believe that it's a great game, but I'm not going to do that either to the game or to myself. Before GTA comes out.
I know. It's
so.
Just...
So that's all. But yeah, just playing through some other stuff. It was an awful lot of fun to look at Uncharted again.
Going to rent Dark Sector?
I am.
In between this time?
Yes.
You're going to try and grab that?
I am. Yeah. I am sending back. I was a complete retard. I had queued up Bully in my Gamefly.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I bought Bully and then never took it out of my...
Yeah, I was going to say...
I never took it out of my GameCube. We went to the store and picked it up. And then I never took it out of my GameCube, and it showed up today, and I was like, oh,
crap.
Well, I'm brilliant. This could be something useful.
I need to borrow that.
What? My rental?
Bully. Yeah.
No. No. I want to chop people in half with a glaive for all of the 2 hours that I'll probably be able to tolerate it, but whatever.
Yeah. Who knows? Regardless. The weekly release this week comes to us from theweeklyrelease.com. We've got not a lot coming out this week. Emergency Mayhem on the Wii. What else do we have? Oh, Prologue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that Hoggy's fairly guilted me into purchasing it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I would be extremely...
You're kind of doing it for him.
Anyway. No, there's a part of me that wants in on it as well, but one of the places where our conversations take place is in and about and around and amongst racing. So, not having a PS3, he's very insistent that I play it and give my opinion. So, I think I'll do that for the good of all mankind.
All mankind.
I'll get down with some Prologue.
I know what it is.
It's an overpriced demo.
Exactly.
No need to lambast me with... I'm stupid. I'm going to pay for a demo, whatever.
Well, somebody's got to tell us about it. Somebody's got to. We could let people on Evil Avatar do it, but if you want to go ahead and jump in, you go ahead. You got Rumble now, so you're actually looking for games.
Man. I'm sure it looks beautiful. Like, I mean, if nothing else,
yeah,
it's just, it'll be nice to look at.
Yes, I agree.
What will you compare it to most? Will you compare it to previous GT games, or will you compare it to Forza?
No, both.
Yeah.
I got room in my head to compare to both.
Do you remember the GT? I guess you do remember them, but it's been a while since you played.
It is.
Anything in the GT series.
There are obviously some things that I want to look at. Mostly the AI.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind the lack of damage modeling as much. It's a little disheartening to be able to use curbs, barriers, and other cars to deflect yourself off in the right direction without having to do something pesky like use your brakes.
Yeah.
But it's mostly the AI, and GTA is like, you know, cancer ridden with, or GTA, I should GTA, on the brain. Gran Turismo is sort of cancer ridden with this whole catch-up AI.
GTA has racing.
Yes, it does. Which we should talk about because they released...
We will. Yeah. We'll go over that.
But I just never liked the AI. I never liked the fact that I could... It didn't matter how good I got. There was somebody who was going to catch up to me regardless. They were going to do the whole slingshot catch-up thing. So, whatever. It is painfully beautiful, though.
Yeah.
And I very much look forward to playing it.
Yeah. What else do we have this week? Okami on the Wii, which I'm waiting to read some reviews of to see if I want to pick that up on the PS2.
Seems like a natural fit, doesn't it?
It does, but
it should be.
I want to make sure.
You're getting that?
Oh, yeah.
Did you play it on the PS2?
A little bit.
I didn't. This is it came out after I'd moved on. Mm-hmm. From the PS2, and I sort of regret it. It's one of those things that I regret never having spent time.
Yeah, it's very, very pretty.
Looks like it.
Yep. Let's see. Teenage Zombies Invasion of the Alien Brain Thingies.
That's cool.
On the DS. I like
on
the title.
The DS.
Where else would that be?
Exactly.
Like, where else could it be?
Yeah. Where else would that title fit?
A warning to you PC users out there, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Vegas 2 is released on the PC. Skip it.
Seriously.
Yeah, no, we're not kidding.
It's not just that we're angry at it, though we are. But it's not just that
we don't want you to get angry with it.
I actually thought of you guys because I saw it.
Did you?
Oh, it is coming soon on Steam, and I went, ah, I'm going to avoid that title.
Yes, you should.
I will, like the plague.
Yeah.
I think just I'm just not going to boot up Steam the day it's released.
The first one, still worth playing, in my opinion.
Yeah.
The second one, no. No. It isn't even the Metal Gear fight at the end that upset me. It's not even that. I tell you, the entire basis for my anger is that they reduced the co-op play from 4 people to 2 under the auspices of improving the quality of that 2-person co-op play. And in my opinion, though they left in, you know, all of this dialogue, all of the story stuff, which wasn't even presented as well as it was in the first game, it was crap.
Yeah.
It was a buggy mess. I didn't have any fun with it whatsoever. So, there you go. Avoid it, please.
Yeah. In light of my Unreal Tournament adventures and rediscovering how wonderful that was, I think this week's time occupier, while I wait for GTA, is probably... I'm probably going to dig up the Rainbow Six Athena Sword discs.
Oh, okay.
And
I was wondering what it was. Athena Sword. That was what it
Athena
was.
Athena Sword. Athena Sword. And I'm all probably right. going to spend some time, install that again, and go bang up some terrorists in Terror Sun. I'm sure there's still people playing that online. I can almost
Man, there are still people playing all of it.
Yeah,
I think,
I
like,
guarantee.
Just before my computer died, I had this, like, a little more than a year ago, as a total aside, I had this ridiculous need to install Tribes. And I installed Tribes, and I found guys still
yeah.
playing.
Oh, I bet.
And I was great. I was really, really good at that game. But these people never quit playing.
Yeah, yeah, they've been playing probably since. Yeah. So that's why I'm going to think I limit myself to Terrorist Hunt.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would be very embarrassing.
Yeah,
and
it would.
Probably
be very frustrating for you.
Right. So, yeah. Yeah. And, man. I can't
Sorry.
Wait. It's going to be good times.
Could be phone issues. I'm not sure. It shows that my line is ringing, but it's not ringing in there for her. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on with that.
I give it a shot. Let's see.
This
what
is
happens.
For anybody, by the way, who's trying to call in and we
yeah.
aren't answering.
Let's just see who's on the phone and see what happens. Hello, you're on Evil Avatar Radio.
Hello.
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 Who's this? Is it really?
Yeah, it's really, eh?
Okay, there you go. You were kind of scaring us there for a second, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How come?
Because we never know who's calling in. You can call in and say one thing.
But, see, I'm in the chat room right now, so you must have noticed it's me.
No, not really. Dude, anybody could call in and say it's you.
I don't know that they would.
I don't know that they would either, but...
I would be worried if they did, because not everyone has the accent that I have.
See, that's true. And that's why I wanted you to talk more. Because just saying, Fitz. Who is it? Fitz.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't help me.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you've got to talk to us, you got to say more words than that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But
give me some examples and I'll say them out loud.
What have you been playing?
Let's see, FIFA 08.
Soccer, of course.
Of course. Football, if you please.
Sorry, football, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, the real football. Not like this, like, North American garbage that you guys call football. what else? Burnout Paradise.
Hey, nice.
Yep. Picked it up from Amazon. Got that deal of the day thing for $40. So that was pretty handy.
Yeah.
And that's kind of been it, really. Just, trying to deal with the life things.
Yeah, I guess so. You're picking up a PS3 soon, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah, what swayed you?
Yeah, funnily enough, and this might sound kind of weird, but,
apparently it is so weird.
It is so weird, I just don't know how to put it in words. Actually, disappointment in Microsoft for the most part. Just the way with the Xbox Live problems and the console reliability or lack thereof.
Jeremy's like current disposition isn't too far from your own in that regard.
That's
yeah.
right, I forgot
yeah.
you posted the rant.
I did.
Yeah, that. You were really upset with them.
I was, and I don't, fairly or unfairly, that remains to be seen, but something had to be said, and, I was sufficiently angered that, I just thought I would make a point of letting people know that I was angry, and that I was speaking for people that maybe didn't have the, the opportunity or the means at their disposal to actually do something about it.
Well, good for you, man.
I got flack for it, expectedly and unexpectedly.
It's an opinion on a forum. You're going to get flack for it.
I know. Like, I mean, I just didn't get it because, generally speaking, I'm like 100% right 100% at the time. So it was kind of, it was a bit of a shocker to find that people actually didn't agree with me.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever, we'll see what happens. I kind of hinted at this in the thread when I closed it, that, I'm kind of, it's not over yet as far as I'm concerned, but, I'm doing a little bit of digging around and trying to talk to people that actually know what's going on. to get a better feel for it. And I didn't delete the thread, I just closed it, and I'll reopen it if I need to reopen it in the future.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's one of your reasons in picking up a PS3?
Yeah.
Is there a specific game that's drawing you towards it, or...?
Because
we were talking during the break, Jeremy now is really inclined to pick one up. We were talking about the Metal Gear beta, the online beta, that's hitting, what, this... Well, the download is this week, the
download
playing...
Download is the 17th, play begins next Monday on the 21st.
I feel just sick that I'm going to miss out on that.
Yeah, and I mean, it's totally swayed him to try the best he can to pick up a PS3 now, at least by the time MGS4 hits.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's the game that drew him to it. So.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't a single probably, game, but...
Probably Metal Gear is a big part of it. I'm a bit of a sucker for the Metal Gear series, have been for a long time.
Yeah.
And... You know, like, I could probably have waited till, you know, the holiday season when, you know, when it's probably going to drop in price again, but, you know, I just, yeah. When I press the power button on the 360, I just wonder what color the rings are going to be, whether they're going to be green or red.
Yeah, well, there you go. Anything else been going on with you?
Not a good deal. My cat is sick. I run my cat.
How many cats do you have?
3.
Oh, and one of them's sick.
Yeah, one of them's really sick.
What's the name of this one?
Winnie.
Winnie.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Nothing to do with, what was that show called?
Wonder Years?
Yeah. Thank you. Nothing to do with that.
It was either Wonder Years or The Pooh, and so...
Yeah. Definitely not The Pooh. I think that was maybe a subconscious choice on my part. The name Winnie just struck me as being appropriate for this particular cat. So.
Yeah. Well,
I
man.
Did you ever have a huge crush on Winnie from Wonder Years?
Well, what does that say about you naming your cat, then?
Probably can't say it, because, like, the FCC regulations...
Yeah, that's probably a good thing. Probably a good thing for you there. What was I was about to ask you something. Now I've totally forgotten what it was. Oh, where are you calling us from?
Metro Denver, Colorado.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man.
68 degrees right now. Actually, it's 75 degrees right now. A weather check.
Really?
Yeah, it got cold here today, which was...
It's chilly here.
Yeah.
This time of year.
It is. Middle of April, and it's down to, what was it? It didn't break 60 today.
Yeah, it was right
around
60.
Like a summer's day here. Yeah.
Welcome to Evil Avatar Radio, where we talk about the weather.
For making me jealous.
Yeah, it's like 75 right now. It's going to be 78 tomorrow, and then Wednesday it drops to 44.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I love
totally,
it.
Totally brilliant.
I totally love it.
What other consoles do you play? You've got a 360, but you hate Live.
Well, I don't really hate Live. I hate what Live is. Becoming,
yeah.
Seems to be becoming. I love the Live service. Always been a big proponent of it. I'm just a little concerned that it's growing bigger than, or it's growing at a pace that Microsoft are having problems keeping up with. That might be the case, and it may not be the case, but time will tell.
Mm.
So I have an original Xbox, a PS2, Dreamcast.
The Dreamcast.
Yeah, I know. Joy, joy, joy. let me think. Super Nintendo.
Yeah. What are you like? Which ones do you? I mean, do you still play your Dreamcast?
Sorry, I'm trying to eat a Southwestern burrito right now.
Thanks for interrupting your dinner to call us.
Oh man, my pleasure. You know, I mean, you guys have dessert, so. do I play my Dreamcast? Yeah, you know, I'll bust out occasionally. I just love NFL 2K. I love the NFL 2K series, and I love the original on Dreamcast, and sometimes I'll just bust it out and, you know, just nostalgia.
Yeah.
And it holds up surprisingly well, actually. You know, like, first series, you know, the Madden series, it still holds up really well.
Hey, you know, at almost 10 years old, it's still a well-loved system.
Yeah.
By everyone that pretty much owned one.
Yep.
They still have fond memories of that thing.
Yeah, I think Well, Sega pretty much killed it, but I think it was before its time in a lot of respects.
Yeah, I've got mine. Hmm. I bought it off eBay not too long. It was right around the time the PS2 came out. I bought a Dreamcast off of eBay. Yeah. It got lots of games with it. Got the Dreamcast keyboard that came with it and all sorts of stuff. Yeah.
Did you get the fishing rod controller?
No, I didn't get the fishing rod controller. I know, I'm in the South and I didn't pick up the fishing rod controller.
Hey, man. I thought it would come bundled in with one.
Did you get it?
Of course.
Cool,
yeah, it was pretty cool.
Cool. Well, thanks for calling in, man. Anything else you want to talk about before we let you go?
My cat. I should probably call like iVillage or something like that for that, or like Kitten Fancy, or that's probably not what you guys need to hear.
Hey, man, I don't have a cat.
Everyone should have a cat. There are certain things that everyone has to do in life and everyone has to experience. One, own a cat. Two, go to Scotland. With or without the cat.
When was the last time you went to Scotland?
A couple of years ago.
Yeah?
It's just really expensive right now because the dollar is tanking. It costs like $1,200 for a ticket. You know?
Man. And of course, you got to go to PAX, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... Can't be making trips overseas there if you're going to be trying to make a trip to Seattle.
Yep. Yeah, PAX is going to be cool.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. We got tons of people who are going to be there this year.
Yeah.
So, you going to bring the cats?
Well, let me talk to Gabe or Keiko and see if that's going to be cool. I might get a little PAX jacket for the cats.
Do you dress up your cats?
Only on weekends. And only if I'm feeling particularly amorous.
All right, man. Well, thanks for calling in.
Pleasure.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right, man. Take it easy, guys.
Bye-bye.
Good one. See you.
Bye. Anybody joining us, that was Fitbabits, not Fitabits, or any other variation. Fitbabits. Calling in from Colorado, not from Scotland. No, he called us from Scotland. That's exactly where he called us from, all the way from Scotland. We didn't finish the weekly releases there, but for the virtual console this week, we've got Fantasy Zone from the Sega Master System for 500 Wii points and Mega Turrican for 800 Wii points from the Genesis days. And this week on the arcade, Battle Zone for 400 Microsoft points and Rocky and Bullwinkle for 800 Microsoft points. Chat room roll call. We said we'd do that when we got back from the break. Here's who we've got. H2O Ninja's in the room. Track Zero is in the room as well. Code Dicier, I think. I don't know. He's in the chat room as well. Mal Reynolds, Sam City 83, The Roadhead, UW Crash, Rogue Hunter, Raven Locke, who called in earlier to tell us about Assassin's Creed, Cheap Ass Gamer, Squish. No Squash, but we got Squish. Bohica in the chat room. Hoggy is in there. Captain Splatch. Well, we got Squish and Splatch. Still no Squash. Daniel Alzilla, Danis Traximus, Agort with the Giant. SIG, for whatever reason, 2 weeks, 1 day. I don't know what that means. But,
GTA, man. What is wrong?
Oh,
you're fired.
Geez.
You're fired.
Yeah.
Get out of the studio.
I'm leaving. You guys are going to have to control all this stuff.
I'll just hit buttons. It'll work.
Just hit buttons. That's usually how it works,
doesn't
it?
It'll be a really long show or a really short one.
Blair 88, Fishbang Showdown 2020, Agent Fox, Kilaren. Who else do we have in there? Hemorrhage, Variable Gear, Sandman, Slipstream, Fitbabits, and Turbo Kenny as well in the chat room.
Can I borrow your cable? I have 2 minutes left of battery power.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what? Let me unplug here. He forgot his...
You don't have your cable?
Where were you?
What astonishing development!
Shocking.
Come on, man. It's been a long time. Now look at all the stuff I have to bring. I have to bring, like, cables for recording things and headphones and laptops and... Come on.
Corn dogs.
Cut me a break. Corn dogs. Glasses of tea.
I think, by the way, if you get a PS3, you definitely should get Ben Heck's PS3 and a laptop. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's glorious.
It really is.
It really is.
That photo was so hot. I almost burned myself.
Like,
yeah.
This man is a hero. Is a real American hero.
Yeah. He's done a lot for the cause.
Because that thing is beautiful.
It really is.
Is he the greatest American hero?
No, that's the guy with the hair and the... And the theme song.
Yeah.
No, the guy that is the greatest American hero is somebody that puts the Wii, the 360, and the PS3 all in one box.
Right.
Believe it or not,
and,
I'm
and
not
it's not so it would be a glorious thing. But if I had infinite amounts of money, I would certainly purchase that from him.
I don't think you would need infinite.
Yeah.
I think a certain finite amount would do.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Infinite's a matter of perspective, though.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, on my salary, you know, that's like $1,000. That's nearly infinite.
Anyway.
I don't buy your crap.
My screen went really dark.
Mine's really bright.
Yeah, I know. You took my cord. Took my cord!
Took my cord!
In your base, stealing your cords.
But yeah, there is your chat room roll call there. And so you wanted to talk to me about Nintendo.
Yeah,
no,
comments
no, he
that
didn't.
I made.
He wanted to yell at you.
Yeah,
they're
yeah,
fine.
There's no talking. Right. That's cordial discussion. We'll have like, none of that here.
I believe the word you described was whoring themselves out because they release.
I said that he could use the word.
He could?
Yeah. No, he said I don't think I could use that word. I said no, you can say that. That's fine.
Oh, okay.
He indicated prostitution.
Yes.
Yeah.
Scott
yeah.
Okayed whoring.
Now, I didn't feel. I don't feel like they're doing that. I'm just tired of, you know,
tired
of getting a new console and getting the version of the previous iteration of that game that I already picked up on their next gen console.
Man, all right. If they released like the same game every year, like say you know a Madden game. Or if they started, you know, two separate studios so they could release the same title every year, like, you know, they were doing with Call of Duty now, or, you know, something along those lines, I might could come down on your side on that, but they only release one, like, sports title every generation of hardware, every 5 years.
Really?
Yeah.
No, they released quite a bit on the Cube.
Mario Golf?
No, I'm saying there was only one Mario Golf. There was only one Mario Baseball.
Oh, well, no.
Of each type, yeah.
Okay. I got you. Okay, I understand that, yes.
Well, it's just that...
I just don't find most of us sitting around our living rooms looking at our Wii going, you know, I like this, but if only they would bring Mario Baseball to this console.
Well, but you know, there's people that are.
But, well, here's the problem.
I don't know that there are people that think
a normal sports game released on another system, a lot of what makes it worthwhile year to year is not the graphical or controller changes. It's statistical changes. So the fact that they released, you know, Mario Golf or Mario Strikers or something like that on the Cube, which are still, like, you know, it's fine. The Wii looks better, but not, like, a zillion times better. If it isn't different enough, then, I don't know, you're not even benefiting from the statistical upgrade.
Well, it seems like
it feels a little empty. I can get behind the idea that it feels a bit empty. That's all I'm saying. And when we talk about the fact that you buy a Nintendo system because the Nintendo, the first party stuff is so great, and then a first party game comes out and it's just okay, it's Mario Baseball. It's like, couldn't you have brought that first party force to bear on something else, perhaps? I just think that's the feeling. That's the opinion.
Right.
I am neither here nor there about it because. I don't have one, and I don't personally care. I just to potentially clarify one of the points of view.
Yeah. All right, I can see that.
Yeah, I would much rather have those developers spend their time
elsewhere. But you can't do that really, because you know certain developers you know are doing different things, and you got to have the games that are easier to crank out that will pull in a lot of money to finance the riskier stuff.
They don't do anything risky. It's Nintendo.
Yeah, that's
a good point. Like they don't have anything to finance.
How many more games do they have to release before they can do something risky? like where's their break,
dude? They're stashing, man. This game is going to be incredible.
Well, okay, risky for them. I think Killer 7 for the GameCube was a risky move on their part. It's not first party, but it is something that. Well, I mean, it was only on the GameCube, wasn't it? Killer 7.
I don't know.
And No More Heroes, I believe, you know, is also only on the Wii.
That doesn't make it first party.
Right.
No, it doesn't.
Exclusivity does not equal.
But I don't know. I can't remember if Nintendo put money into it, is what I'm trying to think.
Mm.
I can't remember if Nintendo, you know, saw it's Capcom, I believe.
I'd be really surprised if they put money
into that. Yeah, I don't think they did. But still, it was one of those things where it's like, sure, bring it over. you know, and release it on our console. And Killer 7, if anybody's played it, I haven't. All I saw were screenshots, but yes, it was very different. It looked very different, and a lot of people said it was something different that they've never played before, they've never experienced before. And, you know, I don't think that was Nintendo's risk, but for it to be an exclusive on their console, maybe it was. I don't know. I have no idea. But, I don't know. I'm trying to get behind Nintendo a little bit. But he's right. They aren't risky. Yeah.
I like Nintendo. Like,
well,
they are.
No. You can't say they're not risky, period.
Well, okay. The DS was a risk. Yeah. Okay. I understand that. Yeah.
Now, software-wise, okay, I can't really think of many things that have been risky unless you want to talk about...
Wii Fit is risky, yeah, but...
Things along that line.
I don't know. Wii Fit is risky, but for whatever reason, it's still going to sell a ton.
Yeah.
I hate that fact.
Well, I'm intrigued. Like, I think it's a curiosity factor for a lot of people. You know, it's like, what is this?
I don't know if it's a curiosity factor for them. I think it's, oh, wait a second, I love my Wii... And this is
that's
got
the kinda,
this has got the name Wii in front of
Wii
it.
Wii owners want to play for yeah. whatever reason.
Really?
You
know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would actually agree that it is the reason that a lot of them bought it. Things like this are the reason that a lot of them bought it because they look at the commercials where people are
doing
stuff.
I really think there's
crazy
two types of
the
Wii
living
owners. There's the Wii owners like myself that want to play the first party Nintendo titles, the Twilight Princess, Metroid Prime, Smash Brothers, Mario Kart, that kind of stuff. Hopefully a new Kid Icarus if it comes out. And then there's the kind that want to play the Wii Sports, the Wii Play, the Wii Fit, the little mini-game type things. And that's really all they're interested in.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, you know, I'll give you your Twilight Princess, but... And I guess I can give you Mario Kart with that, in a sense. Especially Smash Brothers, where you can say that, well, this is something you already did on the GameCube. But you look at Smash Brothers and all the stuff that is in that.
Man.
There's a ton of stuff on that disc.
I cannot regret having gotten Smash Brothers.
And so I can't look at that and say that, oh, they're just rehashing something else. Mario Kart. I look at Mario Kart, and they've got, like, tons of tracks.
I mean, I guess what it kind of gets down to, if you take something that was already good in the previous generation and you improve upon it, and I can't believe that there's that all Mario Tennis and Mario Baseball is going to be, even though I don't really play those titles, is just going to be the GameCube version with Wii controls. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's Nintendo. They're going to put more stuff in it. They're going to give you a reason, if you owned the GameCube version, to go out and get the Wii.
What can they put in the baseball games?
Man, I don't know. I don't play baseball games.
Base your balls.
But you don't have to do much to. You don't have to do much to tennis, man. Tennis is just fun because it's all been Pong ever since the 70s. Anyway,
tennis is fun until you have a friend over who exploits one of the characters, and then it ruins the game for you, Dave. We played Mario Tennis, and he found Donkey Kong and Bowser and would just get right up on the net.
Yeah.
And that was it. You couldn't get around him. So, yeah, you know what? I'd like to see Mario Boxing.
No. You know, if you're going to do a boxing game, I want a Punch-Out title. I want my Punch-Out. I haven't had one since the Super Nintendo. I want another Punch-Out title.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, good point.
Now, what I will say is that if they took the golf game at a Wii Sports and made that into a full game, I would buy it in a heartbeat.
Really?
Because I'm tired. Or just release some new holes, for the love of God. Because I'm tired of them. Like, my roommate and I played it to the point where we tracked our golf stats on Excel, and that's when we decided it was time to stop. Because when you have an Excel spreadsheet where you track your scores, like, that's probably you've played Wii Golf too much. So
you play the Wii Golf a lot.
Yeah,
that's your wife.
Yeah, that's my wife. So yeah. Well, I would go for. So you know, I would love to see that. But other than that, I can't. Just because you're slapping Nintendo characters into a game does not make me want it. I would much rather have my Miis in a game than have Nintendo characters.
And I think you can. Well, no, I can't remember. Are the Miis in the Mario Kart?
Yes.
That's what I thought. I thought you could put your Miis in there. Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm actually excited about Mario Kart.
See, that's funny. A lot of games I say I really want to be able to use my Miis in this game, but Mario Kart isn't one of those. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess because I'm old and I like playing Mario Kart with Mario characters. Like, I don't want to be in there. I want it to be Mario or Yoshi or...
I am Dave Mario. I want to school him.
I am Jeremy.
Can you do that sound effect for me one more time?
Man, I did that enough when we were playing tennis. Yeah. That was the only reason I played Mario Tennis, was for the little...
The shy guy.
And I would just do his taunt. And I'd walk around to work doing that. And then I realized that, you know...
No one knows what you're
doing. Kind of person I was.
Yeah. That's okay, though.
Some of the quick hits of news, especially release date stuff. Final Fantasy, what is that? Four? DS?
Four on the DS.
Yeah. Dated for July 22nd.
I'll get that.
Excited. Yeah, that's something that I can get excited about.
Yes.
Remake in the same vein as the Final Fantasy 3 that came out earlier.
Yes.
Okay.
Haze finally got a solid release date, May 23rd.
I didn't laugh. Look, it'll probably come out on time. Probably.
That's okay. I get to play my Metal Gear Online beta next week. You don't. So there you go.
I don't.
You need to stop that. Because if you get haughty about that, you're going to break it.
Right. I will.
The gods of back-end multiplayer architecture are going to frown upon you. And likewise, I, because of my, you know, how close I live to you, will be frowned upon.
Yeah.
And it will stink, and I will blame you.
Boom Blocks, dated for May 6th. Steven Spielberg and...
I'm intrigued by that, by the way.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Like, I appreciate his concept of let's blow stuff up. Like, that's something I can really get behind in terms of gameplay, blowing things up. So, I don't know. If it looks very fun and very light, and it might be something fun and light, like, belongs on the Wii. I really like that it's there.
Yeah.
So it could be entertaining. We'll see. And supposedly there's an Easter egg in there that has the... The reverse architecture, the guy that engineered the Wii...
Head tracking, yeah.
Thank you for the word I was looking for. So that would be interesting. If it really does have that, then that makes me even more happy.
Yeah. We got announcements of some special editions, the Fallout 3 special edition, Metal Lunchbox. It comes with a Metal Lunchbox, and all your stuff comes inside. Yeah, you know?
And it comes with a bobblehead doll, which I really wish they would take out and put something cool in, because I'm tired of that. I'm tired of bobblehead dolls.
But it's a Vault Boy.
I know. And like, it made me happy.
You're tired of bobblehead? How many do you own?
No, I don't own them. I'm just tired of the craze. They make me angry when I see them.
I never knew there was a craze
Maybe if it wasn't a bobblehead.
If it was like a little carved Bob's Big Boy version of a Vault Boy. That would be awesome. Dude, just like a little figurine. That would be great.
And see, you know,
or a sticker that I could put on my car.
That's one of those figures that wouldn't have to be big in order to be, like, substantial as a pack-in. You know, because a lot of times we get these figures and they're, like, you know, stupid little, like, 2.5-inch fares, which isn't very good. Like, that, you know, you don't want a 2.5-inch Altair.
Really?
However, like, you know, Vault Boy, like a little thing that just sits next to your Big Daddy, like... Come on, man. Where's my... No. Out with the bobblehead. Even though I'm not anti-bobblehead like you are. I'm just saying. Better is a figure. Little resin statue.
Like, I don't want it to be replaced by some other thing. I just don't want it to be a bobblehead. I want it to be a figure.
Sure.
And what else? The, another special edition, or at least the limited edition of which, the Metal Gear Solid 4 limited edition, only at GameStop.
Yes.
It's the only place you can pick that up. But yeah, that's the only place you can get it.
Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah. There was something else. There was a limited edition that was only at GameStop. I can't remember which one it was, but you know, is it going more and more that way that they start doing this?
I don't know. It's
and then the next evolution of it is that different stores will have their own exclusive edition.
Now, there has been in the past where different stores, if like for MMOs, if you pre-order at different stores, you get different, you know, little in-game weird, you know, just weird quirky things. So, you know, and that always irked me because it's like, well, I can't obviously get all three of them. Like, you know, I can't go pre-order at every retailer and get this. I'm not going to do that. So it made me angry anytime that came up, and this really just I don't like the way this goes.
I don't want to decide between a baby panda, a little Diablo, and a mini Zerg.
Yes, exactly. Like
in pre-ordering my World of Warcraft thing.
But yet you would get the Rocket Chicken or whatever it was.
That's from a card. That's an entirely different thing. That's not about pre-order exclusives.
It's not, but somebody paid $600 for it.
Hey, your phone's ringing again.
Wouldn't you? For something that randomly took off and exploded?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, I want description. Something that explodes,
Bang!
I'm just saying.
That's the sound effect I wanted to have for the show.
What eases your mind better when you're running through heroic ramparts than the possibility of a rocket chicken exploding next to you?
Like, I've...
Come on, man. It was totally worth that other person's hundreds of dollars.
Oh, yeah, to see it, yes, definitely. I'm sure it was. I'm quite sure it was. What else? Speaking of WoW, Wrath of the Lich King.
Lich.
The Lich King.
Lich.
The Lich King.
That king is lit, man.
Wow. Yeah, it's an alpha.
It's an alpha now. So
it seems about right. Yeah. They can put the pedal to the metal. They should be able to get it on shelves or into people's hands by the end of the year. Hopefully. Anyway. I don't know.
Well, I know you follow
that. Concerned.
Yeah.
At the moment.
I'd like to issue a here for Death to Clamshell packaging that I've seen a couple articles coming across. And... Yeah, I'm just excited about that. Like, I think a lovely cry has gone off around the internet, and everyone just said, "Yay, we didn't want
Years." I've totally missed that. Actually,
really, you missed?
I've never been of any opinion regarding clamshell packaging.
You've never been struggling with something in clamshell packaging and just really cursed the name of whoever invented it.
I open everything with knives anyway, so.
Well, yeah, but even still, like, even once you make that incision, you've got to then like, it's just ridiculous. Oh. It's too much effort.
Yeah, I guess it seems like it is.
I've cut myself on
I'm
this
not,
stuff.
You know, I'm not like...
It's too much effort.
That's fine. It can die. I don't care.
Yeah, good. Maybe if it blew up, like, boom block, bloom block, whatever, that Spielberg's game. I can never get
How is it that you can say boom blocks without screwing it up?
Yeah, because I can't... I never can...
I don't know. Boom block.
I just say Spielberg's game.
I have no idea. You know, when you were talking about the clamshell stuff going, I don't know, out of style, they're killing it, whatever the case. There was that thing about gaming journalism, print.
Oh yeah,
gaming journalism. Yeah. Which this is something
I'm glad we're on the radio.
But it's something I've always believed in anyway. I stopped subscriptions. God, I don't know. You know, unless I could get the subscription for free, I don't have it, with the exception of Game Informer.
Why?
Because I feel that Game Informer...
What's the one thing they have? What's the one thing they have?
Screenshots.
Yeah, you can get those on the internet.
Or just announcements?
Game Informer is more consistent about scooping individual stories, like, massively in advance of anything else, with, a real spread. Like, you can honest to God get a Game Informer and look at the cover and be like, whoa.
I've never heard of this.
I really wasn't aware of that. Or, I heard a rumor, but here's a 12-page spread. That's the only reason. Mm-hmm. And it's simply because... They throw all of their weight behind doing that.
Yeah.
They secure exclusives and they sit on them.
That's the only reason I still get it.
To get it.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I even bother looking at yours.
Which I got the new one in.
Obviously, I don't bother looking at.
I got the Gears of War 2 cover.
Yeah. Saw that at work.
That covers the multiplayer details on that. But yeah, that's the only one I pick up. Yeah.
Yeah. Gears of War 2. Whatever.
I'm going to play it.
Yeah, me too.
That's all I'm going to do.
Me too.
That's the only compliment I choose to do to Cliffy B. Of course, it's a significant one, but, you know, I'm just saying he's so eat up with the need to be extreme and the need to out-extreme his previously extreme game, which was supposedly more extreme than anything in the history of the universe.
Of extremes.
That now the only way to make it more extreme is to now pretend like it's going to make his... previous game look like some sort of
like it wasn't extreme at all.
Picnic, yeah.
Yeah, that was not extreme. You thought it was.
Yeah. Well, it's whatever, man. It's a tired, really monotonous way of marketing yourself to meatheads. So,
Speaking of,
how about putting a story in there? How about just not randomly, you know, chucking a whole sack full of plot devices that aren't related in any way into the storyline? How about doing that?
See, well, that wouldn't be extreme. He's taking stories
to
the next level.
No, it would just be good. It would be merely excellent.
He didn't want good. He wanted extreme. Right. So, yeah. Well, that would be nice. Well, just think of the first Gears as like an introduction. Like, here's some things that we might explain later.
Right.
It's like a long trailer that you get to play through.
That's really excellent.
And so now hopefully this will be fleshed out in two, but you know, maybe not.
Nope.
Probably. Not yeah. Actually.
What else? Bourne Conspiracy demo coming next month. I'm
kind of looking forward to it.
Originally, when they announced, I guess this, I was
know. Yeah, when they announced it,
I got to look at Matt Damon. I got to play him now. But like, although I got to say, I actually liked him in the most recent Bourne film. But whatever. Yeah. That's
but then when I started seeing gameplay stuff of this,
it's not an immediate and direct extraction of the films.
Right.
It is a licensed property. But it's not any kind of deliberate, gameplay structure thing based on one of the particular movies, as I understand it, which brings me, more toward it, I guess. Like, it generates a little bit of interest.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to do it. And there's been a little bit of preview stuff going around on Evil Avatar as well.
Yeah.
And if you read those things, you can possibly come to a point where you're willing to get over the fact that it's a licensed property. So...
And I'm glad to see that we're getting a demo.
And a demo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always great.
Yeah.
Obviously, they have a little bit
of
confidence.
They have a faith in it. Yeah, yeah. I know. I really like that Peter Moore said that games have the power to make people happy and to make the world a better place. Like, when I read that sentence, it just made me smile.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. There's a little paragraph that he said, but that is a direct quote from his statement, and that just made me smile. I was like, well, coming from... EA's Peter Moore. That's really interesting.
Yeah, right.
Because they very rarely make me happy and make me feel like I'm in a better place.
Yeah, maybe you should start doing that with your games. Because I haven't really looked to your games to send me to that place.
Yeah, yeah.
In
I was
memory,
gonna say,
so,
EA's games often do not make me in a better place. No. But
They drive me into the arms of another developer, and that's usually a better place. I suppose indirectly.
A better place, yeah.
And then we got the news on the multiplayer modes in GTA, at least some of them.
More.
Yeah, right. We got more information.
About more
the race cars. Modes, that sort of thing. I love the screenshot that Team Xbox has of the two helicopters flying in a race. I think that's really cool. And some of the other team modes, Team Deathmatch, Team Mafia, what else?
I feel like we should apologize. Anybody that's been listening, apologize in advance, rather. Anyone that's been listening to us for long enough will remember... the first couple of months of our life as in-game chat,
yeah.
Before we took over the mantle of Evil Avatar Radio, and the whole Crackdown thing, where pretty much every episode for a solid 3 months,
yeah,
at minimum required some mention, some anecdote about Crackdown, and for a little while was about Crackdown.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go again.
I'm sorry if GTA's not your thing.
If it's not,
but it is our thing,
holy
and
crap.
I expect it to be most everyone's thing for at least a little while following the release of that game. I hope it's your thing. If it is, I look forward to seeing you in multiplayer.
Yeah.
The 360, because that's where I'm going with it.
Unfortunately.
Yep. I'm sorry,
regardless
Rogue.
Regardless of the various reasons. Achievements I don't really care about. Downloadable content? Yeah. That's a good thing, but it's got an awful lot to do with the multiplayer, and... You know, I got like 15, 20 friends on PSN. I know it could have more, but I've got, a significantly full friends list on Live, and I just know that it'll be easier to fill out the 16 slots with humans I know on the 360.
And that is bound to be fun. In that big of a city, 16 people.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Although, I will at the very least, if it's at all possible, pull a rental of 4 on the PS3. To do a direct comparison.
I could totally see that. The other thing that they announced here was that in these team games, and I believe in the races, or at least every other mode with the exception of the free roam type thing, all of those are going to be distance-based on chat, on voice chat.
What do you mean?
In other words...
Like, if I'm, like, 4,000 miles away from you, you're not going to be able to hear what I'm saying.
Oh, I see.
Or you'll hear it faintly or something like that. Just tell. But that's only in, like, the team and the race and stuff like that. But in the free roam thing, I believe, it is just, micro.
It had better be. I've told you 100 times. That's our new meeting room.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, All right, well, let's see. Let me count how many commercials we got coming up here, because it looks like we're just going to go to the top of the hour with this. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, that'll do it.
Well, we wrap it up here. It's an early wrap-up. Good job taking the commercial break halfway through the hour, Scott.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, we talked.
I didn't really mean that.
I know.
I don't care.
Normally, we get all the commercials out of the way, but I think we're gonna end this. It'll kind of get the after show started earlier than what it
normally
does. Yeah, this is true. This is true.
Because I know we stay here pretty late on doing that. But anyway, the after show's coming up next, so stick around for that. We'll be broadcasting that through the webcam in the chat room only there, so join us for that, and that'll do it. Anything? What are we going to be playing this weekend? You going to be doing any playing this weekend, Jeremy?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I'll figure it out.
Good enough. Daniel?
I'm going to be putting in Athena Sword, so if anybody wants to dig up their Athena Sword disc and get some Terra Sun on the PC,
Ravenlock will probably join you on that one.
Dude, hey, I'm all for it. This will be great.
Daniel? Or Dennis?
Episode 2, Blue Dragon, Ring of Fates.
All right. Dana, shaking her head again.
I owe her a Professor Layton. I really do.
And anything this weekend? Work?
What day is Prologue coming out? What day is GT Prologue coming out?
It's this week. If Wednesday? Not tomorrow, it's Wednesday. Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm going to pick that up and give it a run through.
That's right.
Other than that, I'm probably just going to be spending some time on my backlog.
Yeah.
You know. Rubbing my hands together and
getting ready for that Metal Gear.
Yeah. Warming up my thumbs for next Sunday.
I'll be downloading that off the PS, the PlayStation Network, which is why I think it's down so much lately here, is they're getting ready for the influx of people.
Well, there's the new store.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is supposed to be, that should be up now. It was not up earlier today.
It's coming up soon, yeah.
I mean, they were updating it today, so the PSN store was down. I don't know if anybody out there can tell me whether or not it's come back up as of this broadcast.
What else do we have? There's that. I got a lot of messages over the week of people saying, hey, I beat your score on Rocky and Bullwinkle Table on Pinball Effects. Thanks for keeping my
seat warm.
So
you've got some work to do.
I do. I know that Track Zero got over 400 million to my 200 million, so I've got to get up, get to work on that. So yeah, lots of stuff going on. But anyway, that is it for us. We will see you next week here on 1170 WACV. Possibly playing the online beta. We don't know.
Open, fingers crossed.
We're talking about that. Talking about bringing the PS3 and a monitor in studio and actually playing, because we're not hooking it up to that thing over there.
No, we are not. There's been too much Fox TV on that.
Yeah. It'll taint your PS3.
Yeah. Bill O'Reilly's burned into the screen.
Buy my book. Anyway, that's it for us. We'll see you next week here on 1170 WACV with Evil Avatar Radio.
Like an entire week stacked of work. Can't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Cut
yeah.
into my work. To
you have to be very careful with it.
Yeah. Or I can't cut into my sleep time and just push it off on the, particularly not in my job. If I'm doing my job sleepy, then it's really unsafe.
Yeah.
You know what I
yeah.
mean?
Yeah, I know. I'm with you.
And there is, and one of the additional problems for me is that I can't just, like, take a day, you know? Like, I don't get vacation days, really. I mean, occasionally, under very rare circumstances, I can do it, but, like, my job is tied directly to the performance schedule of live theater.
Yeah.
That's it. And, like, there really isn't anybody to step in if I can't do my job. There's not, like, another guy that I can say, hey, come over here and do the stuff.
Hey, guy, do the stuff.
So.
It just doesn't work for you?
And it's really tough for me. That's why I've always gotten extremely aggravated, because in any given year, in any given calendar year, there's at least two times when I would really want to take up, like, 3 days, you know, and make like a four or five day weekend, something like that,
yeah.
to play a new game. Like when the Burning Crusade came out, I badly wanted to take days and days and days off and just do that. But I couldn't. Not only could I not do that, it fell right in smack dab at the beginning, actually, of like one of those cycles of 2 weeks where I do nothing but work 12 to 16 hour days.
Wow.
This is very annoying to me. So I, like, and for anybody who, you know, for people who were not here when we started this conversation, this is all related to Nabokov's email about working too much, don't have time for games, how do you manage to play? The answer is you don't. You get pissed off, and you don't really play.
It's hard. Like, I mean, like, I, especially before, when I was working many more hours at my second job than I am now, and fairly busy at my other one, I would, like, come home on lunch breaks because I'm only 2 minutes away from work.
Uh-huh.
I live 2 minutes away from work, and I've got, like, an hour, hour and a half for lunch. I would come home on lunch and, like, you know, that's, like, a good few maps if I'm playing multiplayer. You right. know, if I'm playing, like, Halo or playing some Call of Duty, that's a couple maps.
You know what
maps.
I do when I can't play games? Like, at work, I come to work, and when I can't play my games...
You read about them?
I'm looking at my feeds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You read the news. I read forums. That's about the only thing I can
see,
do.
I can't do that at work. Either of the works. Because on one of them they're blocked, and the other one it's not conducted.
Well, that's
that.
True. It's been a long time since I haven't... since I've worked at a place that didn't have computer access.
That is one thing. I do agree with that. There have been times where... Like, I'd be sitting in the light booth or something, and I'd have a computer there. All day.
Yeah.
And all day, I'd be sitting in that stupid chair programming a light board. And, like, meanwhile, I'm just like... Read everything I can about everything if it's gaming related and just sort of soak it in. And that's
or
what I
look
do.
At the cosplay thread. So.
Yeah, I really got it too.
I know you too. That's what they're brought about. Of course, yeah, now I'm more into the motivational poster thread that has started up.
I don't wander. By that part of the forums very often. Every now and then I'm like, hey, what's going on in here? Oh, okay, I'm going back to news items.
Catterday!
One of the things... What were we going to talk about?
I was going to talk about...
Yeah, I know you got a thing, and...
Who, me?
Yeah, I know you got. I know you got a thing.
Yeah, I want to give my claps to 2D Boy. It was at the Nintendo Media Summit. Kyle Gabler, I hope I pronounced his name right. Definitely, I wish I had the context. I don't in the article, but he definitely said "fuck that" to something that apparently he was asked.
Yeah.
And
is this a thing? Is this not the environment for a fuck
Nintendo
that?
Media Summit?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I'm thinking probably not for Nintendo. I'm thinking probably Wii Fit, yay! And
fuck that.
Yeah, I don't know what he said, but or what it was in context of, but it made me happy. And he announced that other games can totally fuck you in relation to asynchronous multiplayer in the WiiWare's World of Goo. So
we should have him on during the after show.
Yeah, I was about to say, so if he ever comes on the show, maybe not during the real show. But it just made me happy that he would say, fuck that, and other games can totally fuck you. Like, that's good.
It's always
I like
great
that.
When you hear that. You know, when the Blair Fraser, you know, the Fraser brothers or whatever.
Yeah.
From that, you know, and they're like, no, we don't believe in DRM. It was good to hear that. It's good to, you know, when Constantine talked to us and kind of stepped out from behind his little PR mode. It's always great when they kind of speak their mind and it doesn't feel like it's coming from a filter. You know.
Oh my goodness.
Did y'all play any COD 4 since the last show?
Yeah, I played a little as much as I could. Yeah,
I played single player, but none. Yeah,
do them all. I played. Right. I mean, but it wasn't like a good thing because this has been a really bad week. So like, I would come on, jump on.
I know you told us to call you.
We didn't do that. I just got in and played like hour here, 45 minutes there. That's all I did. Straight pubbing, not any kind of.
Straight pubbing. Out on the internet, straight pubbing with my peeps.
Yep.
I think like, you've got a rap song.
Well, now, wait a minute. I can't pub with my peeps.
No, okay, that's true.
Come on.
My bad. I'm actually watching World of Goo Trailer 2 that released on Sunday, and so I may be quiet for a moment because it's beautiful.
Upload the show.
I think there's enough stuff coming out now. Yeah. I don't have to.
Well, you've got great bandwidth. Please upload the show.
Yeah. I mean, enough's happened with it, you know, the charging for maps and now apparently the, you know... Rolling those into the same list.
Yeah, which we really didn't get to talk about. I don't know how many other people have had a problem with this, but since the new, you know, the new maps were released for Call of Duty 4, and they were kept for a long weekend in exclusive playlists.
Yeah.
And the individual maps were not rolled into the playlists of the existing multiplayer modes. And now that they are, there's been a very particular problem. And it doesn't seem to be widespread, but it's definitely noticeable. I saw it in the very little that I played this week of, you know, we were concerned with dropping a certain number of players out who didn't have the maps.
Right.
So your games would become diminished, but one of the possibly unforeseen difficulties was the maps getting voted down. If there are a significant number of people in the lobby and they see that there's a... there's a variety map pack map coming up, they'll just vote it down so that they don't have to leave and find a new lobby. Which, that's... it blows. Like, it completely blows. So it's either that, or, you know, anywhere from a quarter to above a half of the people in the lobby will just drop out, and all of a sudden the game will become unplayable because there's not a matchable... there's not a number of people matchable per team to balance the different sides, so you have to wait, and then someone comes in, and maybe they see that it's a variety map, and they don't have it, so they drop back out. It has slowed down the pace of gameplay, map to map, I think, when you jump from a an original map to a variety map. So,
yeah,
it's not. It wasn't destructive for me, but it might be for some people.
I feel, you know, pretty good now that, you know, GTA 4 is coming out, and I don't really have the time in my life right now for two multiplayer experiences.
Yeah.
So I can use COD 4 to finance my purchase of GTA 4, which that's also coming out around the same time as some other stuff, I think, that I wanted to pick up. So I need to offset that as much as I can. There's several things I can get rid of now. So.
Yeah. I think it, well, and that problem in particular was for people who'd not buy the maps right away.
Yeah.
Who didn't get that 5 days of nothing but those three maps in the exclusive playlists.
Yeah.
So there are people who bought them, added them to their, you know, rotation, went out there and tried to play them and have yet to play them. Because they've been voted down, or the room is closed or something like that every single time it's come up. A little frustrating, I imagine, but eh. I'm going to get everything I can out of it over the next couple of weeks. But I don't know. I mean, I've got two different thoughts in my head about the Metal Gear Online beta.
What are
those? Well, the one is that the obvious, the potentiality is just amazing. Like, it'll look great. It'll be something really fun I can do on my PS3. Like, there are all sorts of genuinely exciting things that could happen based on Metal Gear gameplay, but in an online player versus player type environment. And they've indicated that some of these things seem actually pretty creative, or it's at least an intriguing mashup of different types of play styles into something maybe we haven't done yet. I mean, it's obvious. Yes, it looks like something extremely cool. Mm-hmm. Then there's the other stuff. All the things that Metal Gear franchises, or the Metal Gear games, rather, have always done to disappoint, to look badass, and then disappoint. And the PS3's ability, specifically PSN's ability, to completely come up short. You know what I mean? Yeah. If this were coming out on the 360, and they were telling us that we were going to have 2 weeks of a beta of this game, I would have almost no reservations about it. The Halo 3 multiplayer beta worked really great. The COD 4 multiplayer beta was ridiculously successful. It was brilliant.
Just as much as we measure COD 4 to all other first-person shooters, we also measure their beta.
Yeah, we really do. And if this was being released...
No kidding, man.
And if it was being exercised under the same conditions, I would have nothing but anticipation. I would not hold it in reserve. But there's just something fishy about the whole thing. Like, it should be excellent. It should come. I've seen a few screenshots. I've seen a little bit of information about what it's supposed to be, but I'm worried. That's all. I'm just worried that there's going to be something, you know, that they don't, some aspect of delivering this experience that they don't really have their hands around. What are you doing?
Calling Kevin.
Oh, okay.
We've tried to for like two shows now, and so I finally asked him in the chat room if we could.
Well, anyway. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's coming out.
Kevin.
Hello.
There you are.
How you jokers doing?
Doing good. I was afraid you weren't going to answer your phone again.
Did you try to call me already?
No. It rang like 5 times.
Oh. Yeah, our lines are kind of slow up here. I don't know what's up with that. It just vibrated once. I just picked it up. Anyway, what the hell are you guys doing?
It should be slow down here. You guys should be better up there.
Well, it's cold up there, so.
It is very cold up there.
It slows down.
Oh, man, don't talk about that shit. What is it? It's April. It's middle of April, right?
Huh?
It's middle of April, isn't it?
Yeah, it is middle of April.
Yeah, and I had to scrape fucking frost off my damn windows this morning.
Immediately my head checks that. Yeah, we're safe.
You mean nobody cussed yet? What the hell?
I'm sure we have, but when it's on the phone, it also feels weird, so.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
Yeah. No, I was about, 3 hours away from you this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Cincinnati. You're in Columbus, right?
Yeah, no, dude. You were only like an hour and a half.
An hour and a half? Wow. Next time we take a trip, though, I'm gonna give you a call.
Yeah, do that. And, do that, dude.
We'll do something. I don't know. Because I've never met you.
Yeah, I know, and that sucks.
I hate our first meeting to be at PAX, where it's like, oh, yeah, I've talked to you for years. Finally met you now. But yeah, did you listen to the show at all, or were you playing World War II Online?
I wish I could, but see, you would just hear me playing World War II Online on the podcast.
That's right, you record the show. So James is picking up Prologue.
Yeah, he knows I'm picking up
in
Prologue.
Honor of you.
We've talked about this.
Okay. Picking up what?
Prologue.
GT5.
Oh yeah. Oh, like you would resist. I know he was gonna do that.
Okay, cool.
I didn't know. Well, he better. He's my fucking science project. I need to know how it works.
Let me ask you a question, Kevin.
Yeah.
When you saw the Resident Evil 5 trailer, did you get pissed?
No. Oh, God, why?
Hold on. Kevin's black.
Yeah.
I just wanted to put that out there. I didn't want that piece of critical information to...
There needs to be context for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it is critical. Yeah, you're right. But no. Not at all. Why? What the fuck for? What the hell has that got to do with anything? I mean, okay, RE4, he was in Spain, right?
Yeah.
Well, you guys got any Latino friends that got pissed off?
I guess
no.
Wait,
what?
I guess not, no.
Oh, exactly. I mean, what the hell does that have to do with anything? I saw that come up again. It just keeps coming up and going away.
It came
it's like
up
a fucking
a year
bit.
Ago. When the
well, it came up, yeah, when the first trailer came out, it was a few weeks after that, some woman complained about it being racist.
Yeah, there's a blogger on there. It's like...
And then for whatever reason...
And that was kind of a ridiculous complaint that she made. That
yeah.
Was it was completely uneducated, completely baseless thing to say. But the more recent thing, the thing that's in the news now with Ingai Kroll... That's a little more frustrating because he's well loved and,
he is.
And very much respected by the community. So it's difficult to field something like that. You know, he tosses that out there. For a lot of us, you don't know exactly what to do with it because it was a confusing statement at the very least. He was not so. He didn't just say this shit's racist. Like he did not say that.
Yeah,
and. I almost wish he had committed to something that deliberate, you know.
Well, I mean, he did say clearly no black person has worked on this game.
Yeah.
But I would say that simply by virtue of the fact that it was made by Japanese people. I know that no black person worked on that game because it was made by the Japanese.
You know, I like to hope somewhere deep within my heart of hearts that maybe there was one guy who's sitting in his studio pissed as hell because he's not getting recognized.
Yeah. He's the one
black guy.
That's really cool. And if you are, please give us a call. I don't mind
I hope
being wrong
there.
About that.
I want you to exist.
No, it's just, what an amazingly, ridiculously, like, stupefying thing to have to deal with. Because at its heart, I was most pissed off about it because, not because of anything he said about the game, but because there's the implication that there were two things that I took from it. One was, if you don't see the problem, then there's something wrong with you. That was kind of the thing. There are people who look at this, and they don't see the racism. That was what he was saying, and it's like...
I don't understand what there is to see.
I understand the overtones, but at the same time, I don't like the implication that if I don't see it, then I'm flawed. Like, I'm not saying that racism is subjective, but, man, like, you want to talk about one of the most unquantifiable problems in the world. like in terms of intent. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He's talking about imagery, but I don't think that you can compartmentalize the notion of racism without intent. I think that it's possible to do something ridiculous that, if taken as a snapshot and viewed out of context, oh my God, that's racist. When looked at from the point of view of intent or, you know, coincidence or anything like that, it couldn't be further from the truth. And I'm not personally, like, I'm so ridiculously cerebral anyway that I have a lot of problems seeing external things in the right context. I see them in a particular way in my own head, and, you know, because I'm just kind of dumb that way. And it never occurred to me when I first saw it until I heard the comment that this was racist. I kind of viewed it as like a little strange, but I mean, I don't know. I think Leon's biceps bothered me more than anything else.
Oh, dude, no.
You know what I mean?
It's hair that's
me off. I saw the trailer and, you know, I thought, oh, this looks cool. It's like, and this is going to piss some people off
but
for
it
the
didn't,
wrong reasons.
Yeah, it took until the first... I mean, I got it when they said it. I'm like, all right, yeah, okay, white guy shooting black people, you know.
Yeah.
In Africa?
Okay, but...
Yeah, heaven forbid that there be some black people in Africa.
Yeah, it's just...
Totally.
I mean...
Totally.
You know,
I mean, I'm thinking the same thing. Wait a minute. Didn't you kill some Middle Eastern blokes in Assassin's Creed?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
I was a Middle Eastern bloke in Assassin's Creed.
But yeah.
Were you?
Well, Altair was.
Okay.
But yes, I did. I killed quite a few. Ridiculously. Wantonly, even.
You kill any Europeans in that game?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kill some frogs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to kill all 60 of those goddamn frogs.
Yeah, man.
That I do. But anyway, I'm just saying, okay, context, very important. It's like fucking imperative to the conversation when it comes down to this shit. And when you look at the setting, I didn't see any overtones, dude. I didn't see any. I'm like, okay, well, they're all zombified. They're all fucked up. They're not actually really human. I mean, I didn't see any.
Zombies. That's totally different.
But haven't we been there before? You know, Resident Evil 2, you kill cops.
Never mind the fact that they're undead hordes hungering for your flesh.
Yeah, it apparently the context that they're, you know, brain-eating zombies out to, you know, devour your brains. Probably not your eyeballs, just your brains.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter. They're cops. You should let them eat your brains because they're cops.
Right.
And
well,
yeah,
badge.
Know.
It's tough. Like
maybe,
I said,
maybe, you know, we should let the Africans eat our brains too.
It's
yeah.
It would be racist.
It would be
to
racist
shoot
to shoot them.
The imagery is very powerful. That's totally cool. But and I even understand. Again, I'm sort of dismayed at the fact that he made a very soft comment. It's much easier to eat. He put something really undefinable out there when he made his comment, and I don't begrudge
about
him his
zero,
opinions.
You know, brothers being in the staff. Is that the comment you're talking about? Like nobody black actually had a hand
not
in making
even
the
that.
Game.
It was mostly about. He didn't say this is racist, but he was talking about the imagery, and he said that the history of this imagery is so, like, fraught with the strife of slavery and oppression and exploitation.
Okay, now you lost
nobody
me.
Else.
Now I'm like totally. I didn't read into it that far, but
yeah, and partly. I mean, there were several comments, but it wasn't. Nothing was direct. Nothing was super firm. But he invoked the idea. He opened the door for racism to walk through, and sort of implied in certain ways. And I'm totally doing this. He did not do it. He, like I said, it was an implication, and I'm doing this, and I have to take responsibility for that. But the implication is, like, you know, I can't see the racism because I'm white.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
sure.
Well, you don't see it because it's a natural part of your thought process to edit out the horror of this sort of shit. It's like, well, you know, if you were a black guy who understood the intimate history of racism, then you'd be offended. And it's like, well...
Well, no, not generally, because the door that he's trying to open is in a completely different neighborhood from what I'm planning to get out of the product.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. And maybe there's something else going on with this game. Maybe it was a horrible idea for them to release this in the first place. You got to think that somebody would have pointed it out, you know.
Oh, I wouldn't have. Because if I was making that game, that thought never would have crossed my mind. It would not have been of like, hey, this is race. Like, I would have thought this is Africa.
Of course,
I'm setting it.
Not if you were making the game, but if you were publishing or marketing the game.
Oh, sure.
It's your job to look at things like that.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm getting at. So, I don't know. It just seems
maybe
like...
Maybe it thought to them, maybe it was common sense to them, too, that maybe things set in Africa might have someone that's African-American.
Not
African-American.
What?
I lied. No matter how hard I look, I can't find Africa-America on the map.
I lied. I guess they would be African-American.
There's your show title, right?
Oh.
No, it's weird. It's so hard, and I don't want to be on the receiving end of it because... A, I'm really looking forward to that game.
Yeah.
B, I don't want to slog through it. I don't want to be told that what I'm doing is racist, even though I can't assure you enough that there is... I would not have been possessed of any racist intent when I put a bullet through the head of a black zombie as opposed to a Portuguese or a Spanish zombie as opposed to a cop zombie as opposed to my 5 minutes ago best friend zombie. Like... You know,
zombies.
You
zombies.
Must loathe the undead. You must kill
Indeed.
Them. That is what you do. You must seek them out wherever they are and kill them.
I don't care what color their skin used to be. I only care that it's barely hanging on.
Yeah.
You know, that's what makes me want to shoot
right.
them.
Yeah, and he's ready to eat yours.
But at the same time, like, there it is. And when that game comes out, and when I point my gun at portraying a white, you know, the white avatar, and I shoot a black guy, and, like, that thought's in my head now. It's absolutely in my head, and there's no way of, like, excising it. And I just hate that that's there. I hate that the cloud of that stuff is hanging over it. And obviously, at least for a lot of people, the divisions between black and white Americans in particular is still so stark.
Oh, sure. But I guess the weird thing is when I was a black avatar shooting a bunch of white avatars in Saints Row, I didn't feel that way at all.
Yeah.
But damn it, I was pissed.
Well, no, not really. I mean, they were targets.
I meant to tell you how offended I was at that.
If they release a trailer from 50 Cent's new game and he shoots a white person, I'm blogging about it.
I can't believe you mentioned that game.
I'm going to throw this out there because Rogue Hunter brought it up in the chat room. And I don't know if he heard it somewhere else or if he was just, being a smartass or stirring the pot or whatever. But I actually thought it was a really, really interesting look at the Resident Evil 5 racism bit.
Yeah.
He said, but it's implying that only black people get the virus, like AIDS.
Oh, God.
But it's not, because they got it in the other games. Like.
Anyway.
Yeah, I
just wanted to throw
all right, I guess you're, see, like, you're not familiar with, like, the conspiracy theory that... No, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Is this the same virus?
Yeah.
We don't know, actually, because they're moving like freaking speed demons, man.
Well, there are things that... I mean, the virus has changed forms and mutated, and...
Well, I mean, 4, it was a completely different thing.
Yeah, it wasn't even the virus. It was a...
Parasite.
Yeah, it was...
But, dude, what if it was in Vietnam, and they were all Vietnamese? Or Chinese? Or...
Well, I mean,
Japanese.
The thing, though, we've even had games where it was all about killing Vietnamese, and it... They didn't even have to, like, dehumanize them with a virus and turn them into zombies.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, the Japanese the same way.
Yeah, pretty much any other
Germans,
race.
Doesn't matter, well, you know, whatever.
Yeah, if it's a historical depiction of, you know, a war, then it's apparently okay to kill another nationality because it was done historically.
Yeah. It's definitely a very... Racism, as it applies to anything, is an extremely uneven landscape.
Yeah.
Here is one thing that was very legitimate, pointed out by I can't even remember who in the discussion on this topic on Evil Avatar. Someone, somewhere, is going to use this as a simulator.
Yeah.
As a simulator?
Fucking asshole. Somewhere. Is going to put this game in and enjoy the fact that he's killing black avatars. Someone's going to do it. And I promise you, someone enjoyed the fact that they were killing cops, has enjoyed the fact that they're killing cops in every game where you do.
Someone's I have to admit, it. I enjoyed it when I played GTA.
It doesn't matter. No. That shit does not matter because that's entirely in your head. But you know, let that sit in there and percolate for a second. Someone's going to do it. Someone's going to take the opportunity. I don't think that that means that.
And then when they get arrested for it?
When they get arrested for thinking about it?
No, no, no.
I'm moving to Canada.
No, for
actually, yeah.
No, no, no. You said somebody's going to get joy out of that, but then when they take it into real life and that sort of thing.
I don't think they're going to take it into real life.
Okay.
No, don't.
I sure hope not.
No, they're not.
He was just saying that they're going to pop the game in and.
And really like what they're doing.
Yeah.
Call their buddies up.
Man, look what I can do with this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anything after that is just...
A little less articulate.
All right, look. Would the son of Sam kill people even if his dog didn't tell him to?
Right. Yeah, sure.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a deep question.
Well, I mean, I'm saying that because people like to blame the game for people's behaviors, and you have to ask yourself that question. Would this person do the heinous crime that they actually committed without playing the game?
Activity to take the same enjoyment out of, to, you know, get their jollies on. It's just, it's kind of sickening that they use our hobby to do it. And it's,
yes.
You know, I hate thinking about that.
So do I.
Yeah.
Good point.
It's frustrating, though. I think the best possible thing would be for them to release the game really quick so that we can dispel all of this bullshit and just play a good game.
Amen.
Because I hate it. I hate that it's there. I hate that anybody should feel marginalized by it at all. But at the same time, I don't... You know, direct application of that kind of behavior, those kind of thoughts, I really don't want to have anything to do with. But I can't imagine that there's any ill intent in this game or in its imagery. They're just exploring. They're just moving somewhere different, doing an entirely different thing. And it happens to be here, and I know that there are overtones and connotations and what have you, but I honestly think that those are to be gotten over, not to be harped upon. And
oh, sure.
Well, what do you think the intent is of... oh, crap.
Sure.
The guy.
Huh?
The guy. What do you think the intent is? Did I get it right?
In guy.
What do you think? He's the journalist, Newsweek journalist, gaming journalist.
Okay.
That kind of brought this.
What do you think his intent
of? Of course, he was asked the question, I suppose.
He just wanted a good headline, I think.
He doesn't seem like the guy that wants to do that, though.
Yeah, that's not his style.
What is his intent of bringing that? Of mentioning it again. Of course, he was asked the question by the MTV guys who did the interview with him. You know, maybe what is their intent of that? But, you know, when you say that Capcom doesn't have it's not their intent when they made this game, well, what's the intent of someone bringing it up? Is it to stir shit?
Well, I think it's important to point out that it's this guy's job to talk news. It's this guy's job to
create
headlines. And make something worth reading, and I mean, whatever. News is now sensationalism, and I think that's part of his job. I don't think he's necessarily trying to stir the pot. I think maybe he's thinking that this is a legitimate discussion, but, you know, at the same time, it's kind of hard to have a legitimate discussion about this sort of stuff, because it runs all ways.
Yeah.
How the fuck am I ever supposed to believe... You know what? I'm never going to get over racism. I was born racist. I'll fucking die racist, evidently, because it's coded into my fucking genome, so some people would have me believe. And it seems like it's impossible to take a step toward getting rid of it, which is to forget about it, to stop associating every piece of imagery with a pain you haven't even suffered directly. At least I'm talking about slavery here. And yes, you suffer from the derivative pains. And around here... He's part of the woods.
Yeah.
I'm saying, it's pretty thick around here, and I ain't going to lie.
But, bar heels.
But the point is, it seems like the more you want to poke at it, the less likely you are to ever get over it. The more you want to talk about getting over it, the less likely it seems it's ever going to happen. And so when a bunch of guys look at it, and racism never even... oppression, exploitation never even enter their mind, the forefront of their minds, something about that tells me that that's actually a good thing.
Sure,
isn't it
yeah.
a good thing that that's not the effort, that, yeah. that's not our immediate process?
Yes.
But, you know, no, we cannot have that, because that's actually a worse problem. Everywhere you look, you should see racism, otherwise you're not getting over racism. That's kind of the message that comes across to me, and I hate it. I hate it. I do.
Yeah.
I'm totally capable of hating an individual. I don't need skin color. I don't need ethnicity. I don't need any kind of variation in their cultural background.
No need for appearances, right?
I have a boundless energy when it comes to rage against individual people. And I can catalog an endless list. I don't need to categorize and take shortcuts. So there. Fuck racism. Fuck the people that think it's an absolute dispellable thing. I hate that. So that's really where I come down on it. It isn't about attacking the gaming industry, because I don't think that was intention at all. And I don't even think he wasn't calling it racist. He wasn't even doing anything terrible, except not letting it go. And I think that would have been a much better thing.
Perpetuating the notion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess Scott was asking, what is the what's the incentive behind doing that?
Oh yeah, I don't know. Like James says, he is a journalist for one thing. I mean, and he was posed the question, and I really need to go back and read, exactly what was the question that they asked him, word for word, to look at that. But somebody brought it up, and he's got to respond. He could have taken a number of different ways to respond to it, like James says, when he says that, well, apparently I am racist because I am blind to the fact that it is racist.
Sure, that, because it isn't.
That I don't understand.
Well, that's the only reason I ever kept Kevin around anyway.
Kevin, am I racist? No.
Oh, come on.
Oh, okay, good.
I've seen you hate all walks of life. Are you kidding?
That's right. If you hate everybody equally, it's you're not racist, clearly.
Whatever, I have black friends.
No, I mean, I see what you're saying. There's you don't see it, and it makes you feel real weird that someone would.
No, yeah. Well,
it makes me feel weird that I was supposed to, I guess. I don't
know. I'm digging
I feel annoyed that he would say that, well, because you don't see it, that's the reason you're...
And again, he wasn't overt. A lot of what I took it, which is why I would have been much happier if he had just said nothing on the subject, because, it's so complicated. Or if he had said something absolute, like, because he just indicated a lot of stuff, and it's all touchy and weird and fucking... I just want to play the game, man. Just release the game. How about that?
New Halo maps tomorrow.
Yeah, because it is pretty.
Just throwing that out.
Pretty game.
New Halo maps?
Tomorrow, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Anybody get them? No. Didn't think so.
No. That's the game that killed me on special editions now. Unless they release something like the BioShock.
Metal Lunchbox.
Well,
I'm quite happy with my Halo 3 special edition.
Man, I don't buy special editions.
Yeah, but they're special.
I don't know if I've ever bought a special edition.
You probably haven't.
Perfectly honest.
Man, fuck that, dude. I got to get that Vault Boy bobblehead.
Man, a metal lunchbox? Seriously?
Yeah. Metal, too.
I can use a metal lunchbox.
I remember when they stopped making the metal.
I will feel really good taking, like, my Fallout 3 metal lunchbox to work. So, I don't know. I feel kind of weird that they're making me want to get their special edition. That's...
Well, I got different reasons. I've been a Fallout bitch for a while, man. I'm serious. That damn game is fucking breathtaking. I've liked all of them.
But yeah, when we were talking about like that, I don't know. I say that I've sworn off special editions. Obviously, I haven't if I'm picking up the Fallout 3 version. But there's just got to be more to it than a cat helmet now.
You didn't have a cat for the helmet.
I didn't even have a cat for a helmet. But it's still, I still feel...
We've established that it was more of a small dog helmet than a cat helmet.
I still, the GTA stuff, I get a duffel bag, a lockbox, a soundtrack. Is it dead?
Hey,
yeah.
I personally want a figure and a soundtrack
for
special edition. So
that's
that I can have,
deal.
Like, a whole shelf
of figures
and a whole rack of soundtracks. Like, a full soundtrack and a figure of some kind. That would honestly make me happy. You want to put the fucking art book in there. That's great. I don't the shit, personally.
Have a figure and a soundtrack?
Well, largely, I mean, yeah, the art book's nice, but, I mean...
I'm only going to look at the art book once.
They can put the art on the disc. Yeah. I like it there. It's perfectly nice.
Yeah, but soundtracks are priceless.
Soundtracks own, dude.
Soundtracks rule.
And figures are very, very good. Other things just sort of, I don't know, just fucking take up space, man. Like, it's annoying. So I'm not, you know, I'm not asking for the best resin figure in the history of the Earth. I'm not, you know, I want the soundtrack. If there was music in the game, I want it on a disc, and I want it in my hand.
If it was halfway decent music.
I want it all.
Even halfway decent.
It doesn't matter. If it was in the game, I want it on a disc.
Something in that damn game is going to cling on to me. I need to hear that fucking shit, whether it's on my cell phone or something. I need that shit. I haven't played a game for more than 5 hours where I didn't appreciate the music that was in it.
Yeah, that's my vote. Every limited edition should have a figure of some sort. Doesn't have to be big. Doesn't have to be outlandish. Just something.
Although that Assassin's Creed figure...
That was a little bit subpar.
That was shit.
So...
A little bit. That was shit.
You know, a lot of motherfuckers are playing that shit on their PCs, man.
Oh, that's right. You got X-Fire, don't you? Or, well, you got the Steam client. You can see what they're playing, huh?
Well, no, actually, you were right. It was X-Fire. I looked and saw what their top 10 games were being played, you know, during the week.
Yeah.
And Assassin's Creed was number 10. I'm like, whoa, shit, it just came out. How did it get all the way up to number 10? So apparently it's doing quite well.
Yeah. Well, you know, Ravenlock had called in. He liked it. He was enjoying the hell out of it, so.
Oh, yeah, okay. Cool.
That's good.
I got my thoughts about it. I mean, I'm not gonna buy it twice or anything, but you know,
right?
Just kind of curious.
But are you gonna pick up Mass Effect for the PC?
Man, I saw that in the Game Informer, and I had no idea it was coming out on the PC. I really didn't, and I don't know. I might. It just depends. Kind of depends. I was kind of pissed off about it. Another thing I saw in the Game Informer was that Mafia 2 was coming out in 2009, not this year. Which kind of pissed me off because they're like logos all big and fat on the PlayStation mag for this issue, which kind of weirded me out. Like, geez, man. I mean, 07, I was waiting for Fallout in 08. I don't want to be waiting for, you know, Mafia 2 in 08, you know, when it comes out in 09.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's all right.
You apologize like it was your fault.
No, I just, I know. Kevin's got his, like, these are my things for this year. And Mafia's been on there for a while. And,
it really is.
Now it's not on there anymore because it's not coming out this year.
Yep.
It was a sympathy apology.
You know, I've just decided to stop getting excited about games that don't have hard release dates. Like if it's not 2 or 3 months out, I'm just gonna go, well, that'll be neat.
Yeah.
And that's it. And that's all it gets, because I'm too tired of like getting excited, and then they're like, oh, no, that's actually going to be a year from now.
Yeah.
And then I just cry for, like, hours. And so I'm tired of doing that. And so now I'm just going to, if it's like, you know, all right, this game's coming out in 2 months, then I'll start to get excited, because then I know it's probably not going to get moved.
Maybe,
if I'm lucky.
Unless Electronic Arts buys their company.
Right. Like I was going to say, I'm just now getting excited about... That, like, I've always been like, oh, that's going to be neat. Now I'm getting like really excited, counting down the days, excited to Grand Theft Auto. So,
oh, yeah.
You still got your Snatch 360 from your roommate or friend or whoever.
Mine comes back, should be tomorrow or the next day.
Yeah, but you're going to have to send it right back.
For the most part.
I decided that I'm probably just going to take it and get an Elite with a Falcon.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, so. Jeremy and Dennis, you guys are getting that, right?
What are we getting?
GTA 4. 4.
Yeah.
I think everybody in this room is getting GTA 4.
Yeah.
They better be.
All right.
I see someone on my friends list without GTA 4.
I'm shaking.
I'm
just going to hound them.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, Vikings? Seriously?
Yeah, my eyebrows are going to touch. There's going to be a lot of index finger wagging at any motherfucker not playing that shit.
Yeah.
And it's not for them. It's not the conformity. I don't demand conformity. I just demand...
You play good games.
I demand a 16-player multiplayer round full of people I know.
Yeah.
No shit, bro.
Times whenever I sign on.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
so
I mean,
the
it's
more people on my friends list who have it, the better chances there
they'll
are.
Be that one guy. Because, like, when COD 4 came out and when Halo 3 came out, you'd scroll down your friends list and it'd be everybody. And then there's that one guy playing, like, Catan.
Yeah.
And you're going, dude, what are you doing, man?
Man, Catan's awesome.
I love Catan. I'm not going to hate on it. I'm not going to hate on Catan. I bought it. Like, I mean, I have it. I'll play you
there
some Catan.
There was that during Halo 3, when Halo
but,
3 was
like,
out.
On Halo 3 launch
day.
You'd
see, like, a whole list, and then you'd see, like, one guy playing Uno.
Yeah. He's playing some random
Well, and
game.
What I wonder is, who the fuck is he playing with?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good fucking question.
The one guy from my friends list is playing with the one guy from yours.
Right.
They're having a grand time.
Man, these rooms are empty. Nobody's jumping in or anything. It's great. The best time.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, some 16-player cops and robbers. That's long overdue.
The carjacking multiplayer mode.
What are the details on that? I've read through some of the
I was thumbing through them, and that's the one that kind of perked my interest the most, where basically you've got two teams competing to go steal cars and take them back to a location.
Yeah, it's all, like, gone in 60 seconds.
Yeah. But so, you know, like, I think there's going to be a real interesting balance there on, like, how much of your team is out stealing cars and how much of your team is out preventing other people from stealing cars.
Well,
like,
then how much of your team is out going to the cars and just blowing those up so the other team gains?
Yeah, like, I'm really...
That's what I feel like that is going to devolve into, because it all amounts to you taking that car back to your drop-off point.
Yeah.
And the condition of the car matters how much money you get.
Yeah.
When you drop it off. But I believe it's going to devolve into just people, like, quick throw a grenade by the car, blow it up so they can't get to it. You know?
Well...
Wings is looking at me funny because I made a sour face, and it's not about GTA. It's I'm sad because I can't drive in real life or in video games.
You can be in shotgun.
Yeah, you can do shotgun.
Yeah, well, see, you don't have to drive. That's the beauty of it.
There you go.
You can be the one that's out there with the assault rifle just laying into all the other cars.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
No drive.
So, like, that's interesting. And it's just something that we haven't ever... Like, I've never played a game mode where I have to steal cars and or prevent other people from stealing cars. So, I'm intrigued.
And then there's the escort one, right, when someone's a VIP, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And cops and robbers and...
There's a cops... There,
I know there's
there
other,
two,
right?
There are two cops and robbers modes.
There's, like, one with a boss and...
Yeah, one with a boss that the criminals have to escort to a specific point, and one that's simply criminals... making an effort to escape from the cops.
Escort mission?
We'll see.
A multiplayer escort mission?
Now I've done multiplayer escort missions. I didn't enjoy them then.
Well, I haven't done.
Well, there's like that, 15 other modes to play.
Yeah, I was about to say you've got plenty of other modes, so it's okay. But like that kind of takes me back to, like, you know, paintball and stuff. Like, that was always a fun paintball mode where you know
you play
when you're in real paintball. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you have, like, one team that has to protect a guy. And
I've never
gotta,
thought
like,
about bringing that game mode into real life.
Oh, man. It's hard.
Just
VIP.
Like I don't like to bring underwater game modes into
real
life.
See, here's my thing. I think the escort mission probably started in real life.
It did.
Yeah. Like, and as much as I hate it in games, it's fun playing paintball, man. That's hard. It's hard crap.
Have you guys noticed that the most basic mode is missing? Which
what,
is
match?
Free-for-all?
No, it's
no,
there.
No, it's in there.
It's in there.
It's there?
Yeah.
Okay.
They didn't release any details about it, but
and
it
they
is
weren't,
in there.
And they weren't talking about it before, but no, it is there.
Okay, just making sure. I didn't remember.
Man,
that's the best part of all.
I'm telling you, dude, they got us covered like a Jimmy hat.
Okay, yeah. We need that shit, dude. We've been going naked head for too long.
Oh, man.
You going? We fly you there. You been? We done already flew up in there. We got you covered like a Jimmy hat. Oh, man, it's been forever since I've heard that.
Taking it back.
Delta dot wave.
Look at that.
Oh, God, I haven't even had that archived in a while.
God, I can't believe you remember
still,
it.
That's still, man, it's too I good. Still almost remember it verbatim. That shit was
no, I remember
funny.
It now that you brought it back up, but I mean that you had it, you know, on standby, waiting. Man.
Well, you know, we're...
Google Delta dot wave, see if you can
see if you still find that. Holy crap.
God, I love the internet, man.
Holy shit, you need to move that mic down if you want to play it.
Bring it down. Bring the mic down.
I really hope that's it.
Are we all? I like how we're gathered around for the audio file.
I don't even need. Yeah, I don't need to. Yeah, I don't even need to.
Oh, there's a bunch of talking over it. That's lame.
No. It's my cam.
Yeah. Just turn the cam off in the chat.
Oh, okay.
Epic feedback.
It's got a bunch of talking over it. It's us.
There's a bunch of talking.
A bunch of assholes talking over the wave.
Those morons are us, my friend.
Those bastards suck. They should be fired.
Y'all be going on vacation? See, the thing is, if you about to be up on this bitch, check it. Beep Delta. We be flying all over this bitch. Let me ask you something. You fin to raise up and get your travel on? From the interior to the exterior, you got to get your posterior in one of these big-ass planes. You lay in the cut straight sitting on your ass and getting your drink on and your snack on while we floss and fly this mofo all over this bitch. East Coast, West Coast, it don't matter. Nia, we'll get you to your hoe and back lickety-splits. No shit. Then you be back at your crib chilling with a flat spliff, thinking we were some crazy-ass angel. Hell, these fat, round, thick-ass vessels run up in the sky so deep, it be crying. Yeah, you thought it was rain. So bring a towel, because at Delta, it's laid out like that. Call one of these fly-ass Delta coochies, and make all them punk-ass co-workers of yours catch the vapors as you be off and about. You going? We fly you there. You been? We done already flew up in there. We got you covered like a jimmy hat. Delta, we love us to fly him, and it be showing like a motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Wow. I have to translate that whole thing for you guys one day.
Oh, boy.
God, I love that thing.
Yeah, what does he mean, Kevin?
I'll let you know. Probably at PAX or something.
Clearly now we're racist.
No, because I remember playing that for Kevin and being like, dude, is this funny?
Ah, shit's fucking perfect, man. That shit's good.
God damn, I haven't heard that in forever.
Yeah, everybody should listen to Delta.Wave every now and then.
Yeah, man, it's been years. Oh, wow.
Damn it.
I don't even know where the hell we were before this.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter.
GTA multiplayer.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be good. Hopefully not
good.
I'm
just saying, they're going to have to really drop the fucking ball.
And Kevin's we've been going naked in it, too.
Yep.
Oh, God, we're going to have you on the show more often, Kevin.
Yeah, I'll hang around more.
Oh, no problem. Woo, that was great.
What the hell was Fitbit talking about?
Not much. He was talking about Microsoft, cats. You know. Yeah, and cats mainly.
Oh, yeah. He's got a thing for that. Yeah.
he is, after all, the cat whisperer.
Yes. He loves cats. He's got three of them.
I like cats a lot.
One of his is sick.
One of his cats is sick.
Oh, that sucks.
The cat named Winnie.
Hey, did you look at the...
No, I do think it's a good idea for him to bring his cats to PAX. I'm fully support. Cats at PAX, I think it...
Lolcats at
PAX. Lolcats at PAX. It could be like create your own lolcat, so we can get little, like...
The Catterday sweet party.
Yeah, we could get little, like... We could put them in a box and get some letters, and just... We could have a good time.
Oh, there you go. I see.
We could make our own lolcats.
I see what you did there.
Real live lolcats.
Lolcats. Live.
Did you guys go to the... Have you been to the GTA 4 site?
Oh, gosh. Since they added all that stuff?
Since they added all that.
Oh, my goodness. I spent an exorbitant amount of time going through all
this.
It was delicious. Click. Did you listen to the talk radio?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
No,
That is almost worth a play. It's the, like, We're Right talk radio.
Yeah. We're Right?
Oh, shit. Tired.
No, hold on. It's fucking,
buffering.
Yeah.
Buffer.
Oh, buffered.
Buffer choke.
Buffered.
Sorry. WKTT Talk Radio.
Yeah. I was. It's good. I enjoyed it.
I wonder if Laszlo is anywhere in GTA 4.
I've heard rumors,
I'm told he is.
Yeah.
I've heard nothing. I haven't seen anything official that says Laszlo's back. I've just heard Laszlo rumors.
Cool.
But Laszlo is enough. Like, if there was no other reason to buy the game, it would be for Laszlo.
He was in San Andreas, right? I didn't play that.
I've got the entire loop of Chatterbox FM burnt to the CD.
Hang on. What's up? Let me. You want me to pause this? Dude walks in and he's like, oof, "Damn it! I was thinking somebody's on the phone."
Yeah.
You thought somebody with an armband came in the room?
No, it was one of the other jocks in the building. He came in here to ask me a tech question, but
there was that immediate fear of like, "Oh God, we're on air! God, did we go out over the air?"
Did Scott put his elbow on a button?
Yeah. that's my fear. My phone ringing and it not being. And it being somebody from work when we're doing the after show, or somebody walking into the studio and saying, "Hey, man, somebody's on the phone here, or are you on the air? You're going out over the air, you know, something like that." Scares the hell out of me. And now the phone's ringing. Now the request line's ringing. That scares the hell out of me.
It's exactly the ethos our founding fathers had when they wrote the Constitution and then changed it, which is what makes it sacred now. Come mingle with safety-minded people like you at the Liberty City Gun Club. Our nation is still the world leader in one thing, armaments. Tuesday night is singles night at the Liberty City Gun Club, where we smile, flirt, and then blow things up, and you can too.
Man, that did just blow up a fire hydrant.
Yeah.
Nothing says excitement like a night out with a small caliber semi-automatic weapon. Get social at the Liberty City Gun Club. Liquor, guns, and fun.
There's going to be so many openings for the show, man, after that.
Oh, man.
You know, that would have fit perfectly into the little skits that used to play before our show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you could have snuck that in there and nobody would have known the difference.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
All right.
My nerves are shot, so... Yeah.
It's about that time. I think we're going to wrap it up. Kevin, still there?
Kevin, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Hey, man.
So,
you guys getting out of there?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
We need to get together on that there live. Talk about stuff this week.
Them there internets?
Them there internets.
All right, you got to rip me away from my PC, but yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, do it. I'll pick up, pick up Prologue, and I'll play it, but then I'll just turn on the 360 and set up a voice chat with you, and you can talk to me while I play it. How about that?
Oh, yeah, because I got a lot of questions about that shit.
All right.
That sounds good.
All right.
We need to get out of here. See ya.
Yeah, man. See ya.
Bye. All right,
bye. L and an R in that word.
But
there's an L and R in that word that I'm missing.
Yeah, anyway, that's it.
All right,
like I said, nerve shot.
Yeah.
Time to go.
Yeah.
He ruined the flow. Nobody gets to hear it. But
he effed up the rotation, is what he did.